and where we are met with cynicism and doubt and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can. Yes, 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 it's time.
Guys, this is Mark and I'm really happy you're enjoying BDSRadio.com.
Everyone, welcome to the Galactic Roundtable. This is Beth, and I'm here with Marita and Tara and Rama. And thank you, Rama, for playing the Barack Obama song. Every day I get up again, resolute to do my work again, to help support him in what he's doing. Last night he was at a fancy dinner, and everybody was in tuxedos, and there was fancy food being laid out, and the very first thing he said was, "I didn't want to come tonight. I work a lot." And he's saying to me and all of us out there, who remember the children in every nation that are homeless and go to bed hungry. Don't worry, Beth. I haven't forgotten you. This is part of the game, and we're going home now. So I think we should start with the hard news, and after that, I have a presentation to give you regarding becoming Ouachita. I've written something new. The reason I didn't present anything yesterday is because I started to do the research, and it grew into something bigger. So I've made a movie today, which I will be YouTubing and putting on the front page of the Galactic Roundtable. It will never come down, and it explains everything about becoming Ouachita. It explains what the Aboriginal Indigenous Moabite Nation means, and it ties all the information together with the galactic information. So why don't we start with the hard news?
Greetings.
Greetings.
Oh, my God. The stories that are going on out there. Obama is in the Gulf Coast looking at the devastation going on with this oil spill, and this goes directly back to Halliburton, Dick Cheney, Darth Vader, and no-bid contracts in Iraq, and Bechtel, and Raytheon, and I can go on down the list, Kellogg, Brown, and Root. And if you ever saw a movie out there, Iraq for Sale, put those words into Google and get this video, download it, and watch it, and spread it. Just like the movie, Capitalism, A Love Story.
Oh, good. It's on Google.
Not yet. Almost. Somebody's going to get it out there. Let's just say some folks called Pirate Bay.
Pirate Bay?
Pirate Bay. It's a torrent download place. They were actually taken to court, and they're through the Netherlands. Amy Goodman had numbers of talks about Pirate Bay.
We're getting a ton of sleet, everybody.
Yeah, we're...
A ton of sleet, cold rain.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay.
What is just being said on the biggest levels? I mean, I was sitting and looking at the Syrian commander last night, and he did not look like a happy camper while people are dying in New Orleans and other places, you know, like Afghanistan and Iraq and the Sudan and Somalia and Tibet, and I can go on and on. And what is just being said is all of the nets are being reeled in, if you will. And what a catch we have called crocodiles. And a lot of mother's people. Sobek, let's just bring it back to front and center. The reptilian people, what is going on across this world is accountability on the greatest of levels that has to do with the healing of all the different cultures. And I talked today with the King of Swords and Delilah and her husband. And her husband is in the place, let's just say he's like Jesse Ventura, ex-Navy SEAL Delta Force. What is Delta Force? They were created to recover alien bodies. What's alien? Am I alien? Are you alien?
You're definitely alien.
I'm just trying to say, what is an illegal alien here with Arizona? And I mean, Ouachita? Let's go bring it right back to Nibiru, Pandora, Na'vi. Who is who in the zoo here? And I heard this incredible story today. It was a gut wrencher. And actually, it was on a show called Radio Lab, and it was with the lady Jane Goodall, the lady who works with the gorillas, silverback gorillas and the other gorillas out there.
Yeah.
And the story goes, there was this chimpanzee named Lisa, and she was rescued by Jane Goodall and these others, and this happened maybe in the last 3 years, and she lost one of her hands from poachers because they were trying to capture her, and her mother and her father were killed, and she was brought to the U.S., and somehow Jane Goodall was able to bring this into a realm where some of the wealthy visionaries were able to provide a foundation that is a quiet place somewhere in the U.S. where they are working with chimpanzees, silverback gorillas, and other kinds of primates. And the story goes, what is the story that is related between the primates, the Anunnaki, and humans? And where does this fine line turn into gray? And what happened at the time of the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, where geneticists messed with DNA strands, and we had primates and other forms of life that weren't already on the planet? And what is the mutation here, the mutant message? And it is about the understanding here of how mother's original children came here and messed with the DNA, mutated it to create offshoots and subspecies, subroots, to create a docile slave labor race to mine the gold to serve the Anunnaki warlords, as it has been said in Zachariah Sitchin's book, The Lost Books of Enki. What is coming full circle is the monkeys, the primates themselves. They're starting to tell their stories through songs and drawings and recordings through sign language. And what these folks are saying is, because this is going to go into the weird, because Jane Goodall has been working with these folks, and this is not being discussed, but they're doing, when did ET activity come into the interaction with different primates and humans and the blending of cultures and experiments, abductions, and sexual unions that were not consented to yet were forced upon by different species? This brings in the law where it is cosmic law, no interbreeding among species. This is what created the original cause. Remember, there was a book called Original Cause.
Oh, it's by Celine.
Cian.
Cian.
C-A-N-N-E. And
this by was, use of will and on it goes.
This was about how we were creator gods and we messed around and things got kind of wonky.
Well, it's in the days of the Celtic and the Druidic times where the elves and the dwarves and the dragons and the witches are all visible and working
right here
together.
You and me into
and
me see.
We got lost in the garden, that's all I
we
can
did.
Say.
And what I'm bringing this back to is these monkeys, these primates are starting to tell their stories through YouTube and video and song and the messages. And what was talked about on this radio lab is where they have taken these animals into regression. If you can imagine this with EEGs and all kinds of technology they would only use for NASA and other kinds of experiments, and what they have found by watching, I guess, through the EEGs and the different diagrams, what they have found is that somewhere along the line, the galactics came in and inserted and extracted in certain places along the DNA ladder. They inserted certain pieces of the ladder and took out certain pieces and changed it, rearranged it. And then we developed these races that were serving the Anunnaki. Now it's coming full circle with the stories of the fifth dimension merging with third, and how this ties in with everything that's going on with the seemingly veneer of the story called the Matrix, and how they've been obfuscating us with the real story about these creator gods that came here without permission of cosmic law and violated the Prime Directive and invaded and
sorry, everybody. The moment that was.
Oh, it went off. It's because of the timer.
It's okay.
And what these folks were talking about is this chimpanzee named Lisa began to talk in a way in which she was telling her story through sign language and pictures They taught her through a computer to create a computerized artificial intelligent voice like Dr. Stephen Hawking or Data. And what this monkey or this chimpanzee Lisa talked about as she talked about how she was upset with the humans for killing her mother and her father.
Right.
Yet she didn't hate them. She wanted to explore the idea. Maybe we could heal this between us, because we saw that one of the poachers had tears in his eyes when he left after they had cut her hand off. And she picked up on it, and she's the monkey, and she was saying, maybe we could heal this. This is like how does consciousness extend itself to the level where animals, whether we know them or not, they have emotions, they have feelings, they have spirit, and don't underestimate the opportunity for interaction in a way that's never been called for before, where, in a sense, the learning curve that is happening exponentially with the different beings, they're waking up to full consciousness where we can interact telepathically. And as this monkey Lisa, this chimpanzee, told her story through the artificial intelligence voice, she began to say after months that she had no more anger towards the humans and she wanted to heal what occurred, yet how would she get that across and convey it to the humans where she had no other way than to talk through the computer artificial voice? And she brought up on the computer, because they gave her a computer and they taught her how to use it, how to search Google. And what she brought up was the movie Kymatica by Benjamin Stewart. What else can I say?
Very good.
And what Jane Goodall and all these people, they were just flabbergasted. And at a certain point, one of them literally resigned from the project and said that I have been touched by the hand of God and I don't know where to go with this except to explore my own soul matrix, where a being that doesn't even have a voice yet created an artificial voice could tell me to go and explore God. Think about that one.
And we're really going to learn how to explore God by changing the use of the word God.
Yes.
Because the actual meaning of God has been defiled.
Right.
To the absolute demise of the people. And what happened is that this group of lizards, they created control over government and church by creating ownership of government by the church.
Yeah.
Tara.
So that God means governmental or hello?
Tara, we're going to cover a lot of ground on that a little bit later, but I'm not ready to launch from the hard news yet.
Oh, we're not away from the hard news. God means governmental ordinance departments. So that's all I have to say about the hard news about that. That's hard news, everybody.
And it's also called gold, oil, and drugs. That is the big story that the king and Lady Delilah and her husband brought up. The biggest story going on across this planet, gold, oil, and drugs. That is their god. And that is why Mr. Obama is right now down on the Gulf Coast looking at this horrendous mess that has to do directly with Halliburton. And Rachel Meadows brought it up, Tom Hartman brought it up, and others are going to begin bringing it up in the sense that it's time to dismantle the corporation called Halliburton, which goes directly back to someone named James Baker III and Carlyle Group, Bush, Clinton crime family. This is what is happening at this moment. And I'll just say, Delilah's husband said, like Jesse Ventura, I'm not afraid. This is happening now, and these folks are going to The Hague for war crimes against the people of Earth.
And I want to mention something about the drugs part of the gold, oil, and drugs. We have this ongoing war in Afghanistan where these poppy fields are, where they're raising this opium. And back when we formed the League of Nations, the United States refused to sign on because they knew they could make a lot of money overseas making opium. One of the things they were going to do with the League of Nations was going to govern and regulate the opium worldwide so that it couldn't be abused and it would only be used for medicine. And all the other countries in Europe signed on, and the United States said, no, thank you, not interested. I'm going to kill in wars, and we'll get our opium a different way.
I'll just say that this goes back to the original 18th, 17th century, the Boston Tea Party. Where were we getting the tea? The Boston British Tea Corporation. Where was the tea coming from? First Britain, before that China. China and Britain had a deal called opium.
China tea, it's called white China tea. That's the opium right there. That's
heroin. Yeah, heroin was legal in before the turn of the century. So was opium. You could buy it over the counter. It was a stomach tonic. It wasn't a drug that killed children.
No, it didn't.
And it, you know, there's an understanding how you use this with homeopathy. Tom Hartman talks about this. And this is a weird sort of where in Europe they have homeopathic apothecaries that are pharmacies. And it's like a place that you can go and get your prescription filled from your doctor. And it's not a regular pharmacy like in the U.S. And you can actually get homeopathic, healthy things over the counter there that are not laced with mercury or other kinds of toxic chemicals to kill you. And
they have this in Mexico too. They have clinics. You walk in off the street into a clinic, see a homeopathic doctor, get a homeopathic remedy, and it costs about $11.
That's right. And some of this, I mean, like the cancer cure for baking, and I mean cure, baking soda, simple stuff.
All you got to do is say spontaneously remitted from the ability to understand that cures are only from within.
That's right.
You can take every medicine in the book, and the cure only comes when inside you set your house straight on the right path.
Cancer is a disease of a spiritual nature where the cells are not happy within each other, and the matrix of the spiral, it's not flowing in the right way. That has to do with the healing of itself, where you talk to the midichlorians, the force, and it changes its course of direction.
That pink ribbon is a marketing campaign for a multi-billion-dollar industry, and the fact that they say that they're trying to raise money for a cure is an outright lie. It's a butchering and a slaughtering of women. They cut off their flesh and they pour chemicals down their veins, and they tell them that it's going to be medicine for them, and it's all a lie.
Yes. Yeah, this is why all of what is being said right in this moment is how this is being changed and healed by we, the people, that are nailing these 13 families and accountability through the auspices of Lady Master Nada and the Solar Tribunal, because this ultimately goes back to the brotherhoods, sisterhoods of this spiritual hierarchy around this planet and the neighboring galaxies and universes, because it is at that level where it is tied in intimately with these different nations that are not from Earth. And what touched me so deeply today is that this monkey, Lisa, this chimpanzee, she's still alive. And she actually was raised by humans and then returned back to the wild in the Congo. And now she has a family of six with her husband and her three and their little, you know, group of animals in the Congo. And they are multiplying. And, I mean, these are the stories that are not being said on MSNBC. And I understand that it has to do with the FCC. Don't blame Keith and Rachel. They can't tell these stories until they can. There is a break in the matrix in terms of the FCC, as they're exposed as an arm of the UN. How do we change the UN to a world congress that's based on universal law that ties in with the cosmic laws? This is why Maitreya is going to show up any second here, and he's going to call a conference of all the leaders on this planet at the UN, and we're going to have a chat. And maybe Katumi is going to show up. Maybe Saint Germain's going to show up too. That is what Delilah's husband said to me today.
That's good.
Yeah.
And they're going to remove all the criminals that are representing nations in that United Nations, and they won't be there anymore to have their way.
That's right. And you could say, even in the sense of Ban Ki-moon, who is related to Reverend Sun Myung-moon, Reverend Sun Myung-moon and that church and that whole organization is directly tied in with that energy on the planet that wants to pull off that ultimate game called Armageddon. We've already done the story of Revelations, and we don't have to do it again.
There's a question I want to ask you, Rama, about Lisa.
Yes.
Why do they cut off the hands?
They collect chimpanzees and gorillas' hands. I think it has to do with how much they can get for the price, and it's like rare artifacts or I'm not sure what they do with the hands on the markets out there, but it's like something that they actually can make, like, you know, a lot of money on these kinds of poaching.
Well, I don't know, but maybe it's got to do with people who know what to do with the DNA.
And
I don't know, because that's weird. I don't know.
Yeah,
what
it
is a monkey hand good for?
I heard a story about, I'm not sure that it was Lisa, but it was the fact that they had caught her and it had mangled the hand in the catching of her, and that's why one of the hands was cut off. Now, I'm not sure if it was Lisa or if it was a different one that I remember the story about.
Well, Lisa was telling the story of her mother and what she saw with the poachers after the poachers took her mother's hands off.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They killed her mother and her father, the poachers. And one of the poachers was a young boy, and as he was leaving, he had tears in his eyes as he looked back, and Lisa saw it.
Yeah. We have to be prepared to reunite with all the kingdoms now. How can we welcome the magical kingdoms if we don't even treat our animal kingdom the right way that's already here living with us? It has to be healed now.
And yeah. These people that did it, they were black folks, yet they were being paid by rich white African people who are tied in with the European markets, who have to do with the different, whatever they do with the black markets of animals or ivory or, you know, it is people that are so destitute and poor that maybe they get money for those hands to buy rice and some tin and some 2x4s so they can create a wall for their house. I don't know, but I mean, I'm just trying to imagine what it is about. I don't even know where to go with that.
Well, everyone is accountable.
Yeah.
I'll just say that this is the answer to all of the questions. When you know who you are, you can choose your path. Before that, you are slave. And the choosing of the path has to have to do the knowledge of the past. And until we want to really be in present time, where past and present are all in that moment, the knowledge of the past and how it has affected the present must first be known. And then a knowledge of how to solve the dilemma of what we didn't know about what we've done to ourselves through ignorance. And the death of ignorance only completes itself as a small group of concerned people come together to make right law and to make awareness of that right law came way before wrong law. And that's what Beth is going to help with right now, because first of all, this project that we call Changing the World is beyond the word project. All kinds of other things that we call projects, it really is important for all of us to understand that in order to serve who we really are, it's necessary to remove ourselves from all wrong law. And a small group of concerned citizens can actually do the paperwork and the walking through of it, you know, to start with. And very soon there will be more and more simplified ways of being able to understand how to extrapolate where your path is from where it hasn't been. So once we know what we have been in that is not a good thing, and then we learn how to make a good thing come true for not just us, for the world, It's not only necessary for a small group of us to walk it through with the paperwork, etc. It is necessary to provide a vehicle whereby cultivating the goddess energy, which is the right path,
mm-hmm.
can be...
I couldn't agree with you more, Tara, and I'm really looking forward to going into that. Right now, on the television, there's a big false flag, and I've been meaning to ask Rama if he heard any news about the Times Square. There was some old granny, she had some black powder and some propane tanks in the trunk of her car.
Oh, well, that's not what I heard.
Oh, what did you hear?
Oh, my God, how this story has changed.
Well, you heard my theory this morning. Was there anything to that?
I talked to Jeremy Scahill this morning for a second. I found a number for him in the last few days. I got to talk to him. And he said this was a false flag event tied in with elements of, you could say, people that are tied in with the Mossad, MI6, and others want to blame it on people either from Pakistan or Afghanistan because something they want to do a major offensive right now in Afghanistan and not have it look like... over here, you know, something's going to happen that has to do with Islamic terrorism. And what I heard was this was an SUV in Times Square, and there were two propane tanks in there, two 5-gallon containers of gasoline. There was the kind of fireworks you could buy at Walmart, conventional fireworks you buy at Walmart, and some clocks that you could buy at Walmart, and wires, and whoever was trying to put this together, either it was very amateurish is the way they described it, or it was like a way in which they could divert attention from what Obama was talking about at the White House Correspondents' Dinner that has to do with the nailing of elements within the Republican Party that are twisting the story where it is going to one of terrorism and false flag events and actual anger towards people of color. Or people that are of not in the sense where they were born in the good old U.S. of A. and that they have a surname that is anything other than, you know, let's say the 13 families, that kind of energy. And what is being said here on the greater scale was this was a false flag event trying to create another drama. In the sense of the fact Obama was speaking up, speaking out last night. And also at the same time,
right.
And I'll just say, Sorcha Fall is putting out false stories. This is a man posing as a woman, ex-KGB, who knows nothing, absolutely nothing, entirely what? Disinformation.
What she has... God is a program.
That's right.
And she's being used. She's an MK Ultra girl for the Russian contingency.
She's not even a girl.
I mean, boy, excuse me. Programmed human, which has a slot for being used for whatever is necessary at any given time.
That's right. And all of this ties in with how they are hanging on the very edge of the fear card because they need to pull some false flag event off to divert the attention from accountability, which is called Goldman Sachs, Lehman Brothers, C Street, K Street, Wall Street, genocide. This is the story right in our midst. And you know, the decimation of a people. whether it is black or yellow or green or blue. And right now, in the moments, as what Obama was doing yesterday at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, speaking up, speaking out in jest, yet a lot can be said with humor. And at the same time, whether it's like Al Franken talks about this black humor in order in the sense of trying to talk about an uncomfortable subject. Like,
well, one of the things that the president said last night was he was making fun of the Republican black token Michael Steele, and he was comparing him to a rap star whose name is Notorious B.I.G., but he called him Notorious GOP. But what he's really saying is, Michael, you and the Republicans got caught, and you are putting down Goddess in the worst way. You are spending money to watch women have sex with women while they're tied up. And that's the worst affront against Goddess you can do. And we see you, and there will be accountability. And I'm coming, and I'm playing this game and coming to this dinner. But make no mistake about it, what this is really about, Michael Steele.
I concur. This is what Lady Delilah talked about, is that she said this to me. She said, I will never talk about politics or war or any other kinds of stories going on. I only talk about love. And that is what my mission is. How we heal this right now is get beyond the hate and come to a place of love. Because how else are we going to move forward if we don't go into that place of love? Then we have to move to that place where creative source, all that is, calls it forth, and it just happens. And in a sense, the stuff that occurs is serendipity, where as you put out, as you dish it out, you got to eat it. And what she said to me is, all of these folks called the Bush-Clinton crime family, along with the 13 families, have dished it out long enough, they're going to eat it. And I passed the talking stick to Tara.
Yeah. Another thing that Delilah is showing on her radio show is, it, you know, Ramak describes the songs as sappy, soupy, sweet love.
They're the best songs ever.
They are the best songs ever. You just took the words out of my mouth.
Most of them are from the 80s.
Yes, and that was the best time, and then Ronnie Reagan took our energy and railroaded it right down to hell and back again. And so what is the answer here? It is resolving in your heart, in spite of all suppressiveness, in spite of all injustice, that you will do what is the best thing to do. And the best thing to do is to heal self and to do nothing except love. That is the only path to freedom. And it requires discipline, so that they are being placed before the people, as the people are going to be back in their place of freedom. And they do represent justice without the knowledge of how to bring self into a safe, protected path, whereby that path takes precedence over any accidents possibly and most likely waiting to happen without that path behind us. And that's the path that Beth is teaching us today about. And until we know exactly what that path is, what it's about, and why, is the last thing and the only why of it will be put in that place simply by how one would take this knowledge now and to do something to make it real for self-healing number one. To thine own self be true. And make it with your hand. And make it with your mind. The mana, the dolphin mana, is in the mind. And that's truly what we mean when we are saying we are Washita, we are Moabite. The Moabites were here. The Dead Sea is the Salt Lake City. Salt Lakes, what's the Great Salt Lake, is the true Dead Sea. Right. And Moab is in Utah.
That used to
and
be
it's
in Austin.
And Moab is in the Four Corner region, right, where we all emerged from the blowholes below the earth, meaning from the Agartha network.
Agartha and Shambhala.
And this is the true Moabites. Shield and Sharula are Moabites.
That's right.
And when they came together, Shield was conceived and born on the surface, and that his name was given to him because he would be this. There's the sword and the shield. The sword we're talking about is the sword of the truth, following the path back to the truth. And the truth is by following our people. And the galactic piece of Moabite is ancient Mu. And Telos and the Garta network are the ancient Mu's path. For a time, we needed to go below the surface, as it was very, very, very serious problem. And this is another thing Lord Jamal was talking about this morning. You know, this again, how did we get elephantitis going here on the surface? Remember, we were having radiation poisoning from the time that we talk about the great crystal gets destroyed. At the same moment, the Maldekians were destroying a whole planet. And the fallout of the radioactive hydrogen molecules was coming in with rain into the atmosphere because it combined with all the water, not some, all the water on Mars as it went through its field and brought it to Earth. And that was a galactic moment of intervention. Noah was from the stars. There was a fleet upon fleets of starships. People were being beamed up across this planet. You might say it was the evacuation of the minimum of one-third of all life on this planet. It did take place. And it was a galactic operation. And Lord Kryon is part of what is, you might say, deleted once the beam-up is done. That's what was done back then, too. And that was why the decision by the woman of the one family that was able to live. And that's why Abraham, even though he was programmed and microchipped with this Anunnaki misprogram, he got a message from Jehovah. Jehovah did not fall from grace. This is very pertinent. In other words, what really happened is that Jehovah was the shadow that Father, Mother, God agreed to cast in terms of creating polarity in the earth dimensions, meaning that the earth dimensions were 12, not 10, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah, backwards. In other words, we came from 100th dimension with 144,000 frequencies of light in every cell, which means we were immortal, omniscient, omnipresent and omnipotent, equal. That's why he said, I and the Father am one, where the Father is the Mother. And Lord Jamal said that again today. When you understand that your father is your mother, then the path will become easier to discern, to say the least. As we discipline our consciousness with this fact, with the law of nature being within that reality that our father is our mother, then we can understand all things. And as we, as children, little children, unless we are born again and get the true meaning of this, born again of the waters of spirit,
mm-hmm.
that's that blue energy. That blue energy, electric blue sword of the knowledge of the truth. That sword we wield with Shield now. Shield being the ancient Moabite coming to the earth plane again at the surface. And then to meet his consort, Princess Sharula, as she comes to the surface from being conceived and born in the underworld, in the Telosian society, where there are 100 light cities, where what they do there is they follow this law of truth, which is the law of the sword of Ma'at and the feather of Ma'at too. The sword of mother and the, I'll say it that way, the sword of mother and the feather of Ma'at. And the feather of Ma'at represents the soul of humanity coming together and saying, this is the template we agreed upon in the beginning. And now we come to this round table to heal all things of misquoted, misguided, disassociated disinformation.
Well, you
and
just,
replace it with the knowledge of the truth.
You just heard Michael Fronte say, we all come together now. It's been so long.
Yes, we can. What does that C say? Is that right, Beth? Beth? Lady Beth?
Si se puede, si se puede, si se puede.
Okay, now everything.
I'm going to keep saying it that way until they repeal that, what they signed in Arizona, that won't go into effect until late July, and it will never go into effect if we repeal it between now and then. Si se puede.
And the way Bernie Sanders has said, this is not according to constitutional law. It shall not fly.
Yippee. I'm going to have to paint my car. I'm Mexican. Pull me over.
In your town, that might be dangerous, my dear.
They'll pull me over and those young sheriffs will say, what are you doing, Grandma?
In our town, that would be laughed at. Which Mexican or which Hispanic do you want to pull over? I mean, or Indian. And I mean, oh, my God.
Well, I'm within driving distance of the Canadian border. I'm a couple of hours away from that, and there weren't so many protests about that year yesterday.
There were over 2,000 people in Santa Fe, New Mexico that got on the streets. And, I mean, this was, like, not well organized yet, organized quickly. They got on the streets and just said, you know, and Bill Richardson was in the march. Mm-hmm. And just saying, we do not wish to, this is unlawful, we don't agree.
Even Laura Flanders said, I was born in England and raised over there for long enough so that I have this accent. And she said, I am not going to Arizona anytime soon with this accent. I mean, this is, in other words, these folks are absolutely aligned with the idea of Henry Kissinger. Kissinger said, I don't care what your white are blue, if you talk funny and you're not one of us and you're white, you are a useless eater and you go in the bin with all those other people of color.
Right, it's called T-Bone Steak tonight.
And mm-hmm. you know that Laura Flanders, the way she is a communicator of the truth, that would be the one they'd target first if she ever went there. This is the way to get this to be accepted, like Beth keeps telling everybody. Let's see how far we can push the envelope. Let's see if they'll swallow this and just be good little lemmings and not get out in the streets. Then we can do it to every state. And everybody will just think it's norm.
This story is no different than the story about the Hurricane Katrina and no federal, you know, help. This story is no different than the oil slick that's about to ruin and devastate the way of life and the natural beings all along the Gulf Coast, where the people of color dominate. This story is no different than 1968 when we were out on the streets and men were wearing placard cards saying, "I am a man." This is all the same story. It's about the same story that's in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Nepal, Kyrgyzstan, you can name any place you want, Sudan, Congo. This is all Bosnia. This is all about annihilation of the races that don't belong, according to these ones who think they're in power. This is all the same story, and we have to put an end to it on every front.
Do we want to take a caller? I see we have Big Will.
Hi, Big Will.
Hello, Beth, Tara, Rama, and Marita Roberts. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, very good. There are two dates that I have in mind for the month of May, and I want you to reemphasize those two dates, May the 11th and May 26th. I passed the talking stick.
Oh. May 11th and May 26th. I forgot what's on those 2 days, but I did read it earlier. Can you tell us what's on those 2 days, Commander?
Yes, I sure can, Lady Master. The May 26th date is better known as Reveal Day, meaning that the Earth is shifting. And there will be meaning to all people on the planet to let them know that we are changing, and the climate will change as well. And all type of opportunities will be rendered unto us with this new information of the polar shift. And then, of course, then May 11th is the day that we may see some things. We may see miracles happen on that particular day because our commander, better known as Commander Obama, may decide to say some things in front of the entire world. Perhaps disclosure?
C'est possible, sir.
And where did you get the information about the May 11th?
Well, the May 11th has been, you know, once again, I have been, my dreams, again, is very important, and that was given to me, stating that there's a possibility that he may come forward and mention disclosure. And at the same time, I understand that there may be some type of incident may happen, and the media and the media market may be fixed onto that particular, let's say, a spacecraft where people can actually see it close up, and it stays in a fixed position.
Open up.
Okay, Big Will, that sounds cool.
I just wanted to take a quick look on the astrological map. Okay, the new moon is on the 13th, which is a Thursday, and it's Ascension Day in terms of the collective Ascension Day, and this is just for interest, everyone. It's Stephen Colbert's birthday.
Oh, cool.
1964. So how old is this little shrimp boat? What's that? 74, 84, 04. 46? 46? It's a 10-year, and it's a 10 for him, too. That's a big. Okay, so the 11th, 2 days before, you know, it's right in the middle of the 3 days before every, well, that's a full moon. It's still the denouement period. It's the waning moon and then the new moon. So there would be a void, of course, to be observing where the shift would be imperative for everybody to understand is already going on right now. And remember, what's that? April showers bring May flowers. This is the fruits of our labor.
That's right.
This is the fruits of our labor.
And Mercury goes direct on the 13th or the 14th.
I'm just saying, and also an 11 always means that you're bringing a higher vibration. It's an ascension thing because it represents the parallel universes of the third and the fifth dimension. The fourth dimension is already in the third dimensional realm. In other words, we're basically leaving 3D behind for a while now. Is that a good way to put it, Rama? Rama?
Yeah.
Is that a good way to put what I just said?
Yes, it is.
Yes, we're leaving the 3D behind. And I still remember on the 23rd of November of 2008, the King and Lady Nestornada II said this, is that people are in a place now, this is the most powerful day of any given month or year, 23, that they make a decision that they want to be here or not. Mm-hmm. And then they can decide. And then there's a big fork in the road there. People who are in body at that time, who were missing the boat, in a sense, and in other words, not even seeking the truth, the knowledge of the truth, is a very serious place when there's a day like that.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes illness has ensued, which is named many, many things and described by how they want to put the viral infection and then test you.
Like
by, when they did the vaccine with the smallpox vaccine, and then they went ahead at the age of reason and they did it again.
Yeah.
That was murder. They knew that they, every 7 years, there's something that morphs, which is every cell in the body is new. And how many billion, trillion, 17 trillion? That's why there's that, there's a 17. We're always in identical places astrologically all over the globe. And you know what? That's another thing. When you're in a different latitude and longitude, the effect of who you are in there even makes you unique. And that's what's so interesting. We meet ourselves often. And at a time like this, we're meeting all of ourselves now. And this is the other thing that Delilah was saying.
Yeah.
She said, we as visionaries already have walked ahead of you. And Rama, basically, is the reason that Rama has constant connection with these people since forever, since 1979.
Yeah.
Since 1979, both Tara and Rama were in different places, yet Rama had already seen me and been following me and my last life patterns from 1974.
Yes.
In 1974, I was commissioned by my own spirit to work with Yogi Bhajan, half hour up here, and to get busy and get together and do the World Symposium on Humanity, and it took a globe of us to initiate these things that they were talking about right now called NGOs. And Delilah said, yes, that they knew that a tool that they would need to design in order for us to be able to help people would have to be written, that it hadn't been written. Now, this is a question I don't know if you asked them. I know that LGN's been around for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time that LGN Prosperity, which is a new name, that I forgot, what was that old thing name?
LGN Revolution.
That's still going, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay, so what that also then was wealthy, visionary, backgrounded, only at the time when they were said, now let's do this program, it was the research of experiencing, you would say 10 years before that moment, of what that other program under the more serious circumstances that the world was unconsciously heading deeper and deeper and deeper. And, you know, I wouldn't mind playing something for everyone when we get done with everything else. And I know you're going to do something. And I just want to say
Tara, I'm not trying to interrupt you. I think we might have two callers waiting.
Yeah, we
absolutely
do.
Yes, right now.
Earl, line one.
Hey guys.
Hi, Earl.
So I had a dream, but then it correlates with what I was just thinking while I'm sitting here. Because in my dream, there was a cake with icing, but the icing kept on shifting around and around in a circular fashion. Then, just a little bit ago, I started thinking about the energies from the 1950s that seemed to come back around in the 80s, where you had the music, the fashion, all seemed to, like, come back around.
What I could say is that there are circles, cycles of things that are happening that come, like at the time when Woodstock happened in 1969, there was such an urgency on the planet that the message of peace come out in the sense of stopping the war in Vietnam, and it went out, and it was by a miracle that this occurred. And still to this day there are stories that have not been told about Vietnam, how many U.S. soldiers died, and it still and yet has to be said that things are coming full circle in like the 40 years, like harmonic convergence. It's about how things come full circle, and then the energy is transformed, just like now. What is being transformed is all the things that have happened when as I remember, it was called the establishment, which in a sense was, you know, government, yet the hippies, yuppie puppies, grew up to be folks that actually became part of the government. That's not a bad thing, just awakening to consciousness, and now it's come full circle where people can change it with their reality within them, as we are a universe unto ourselves, working with all the other universes in harmony and balance. It changes it for the whole. And what I see with what you are saying, Earl, is things are moving in circles, cycles now, and it's time. I passed the talking stick.
I just think, well, maybe it's just me getting more connected with things inward outward, you know.
Yes.
Anyway, I'll pass the talking stick.
Thank you, Earl. Gail from Tennessee is on line B2.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
We hear there's flooding in your state.
Yes, specifically here in Nashville, where I'm at now. I just want to share something with you guys, and I'm really looking for resolution, looking for comments about why I came here to do the work with the animals. And this has been my lifelong passion. And the dark forces have attacked me so bad, and the animals that were being dumped on me, and I was doing tons of rescue work, and they made me out to be a bad villain here a week ago, and now Nashville's underwater for what they've done, for what the National Humane Society did, and they lied on me. Oh, my God, guys, they just, oh, my God. They took them little guys out of my house with their blood running out of their mouths. They refused to know their names, their ages, their health conditions. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My heart is broke. And I've spent a whole lifetime of 54 years trying to do nothing but take care of the animals here.
Bless you.
Oh. Bless you.
Lady Master, where are you right now? What's the condition of your home place?
I lost my home to foreclosure, and while I was moving out, this is what they did to me with all the animals that I was rescuing, and made me out to be some bad puppy mill breeder, and I was on the internet, and all that, which was all a lie. I mean, it's horrific what they did. And all they showed was some little purebred poodles, but they didn't show the labs and the puppies that had been dumped in boxes on my doorstep. And I continued to take them in, and my mother has spent over $42,000 in the last 2 years helping me take care of these animals, along with me losing my home trying to take care of them. And it's horrific.
Gail,
what animal planet?
Gail.
That guy with all the tattoos that says animal rescuer, it's absolutely horrific what he did to my animals.
Gail, listen to me. Listen to me, Gail. You are going to be restored 1,000 times over, and you will take care of the animals again. It's important that you use this to renew your love for your work. It's important that when you get over the shock, you turn this to be resolute to return to your work. It's important that you take care of yourself and your mother first, and you stay strong, and you get yourself
they
on
said, I know, dear, but
camp.
You know, they even said that these animals were severely malnutritioned. Every one of them that went out of there were fatter than butterballs, and they had all been cared for tremendously. And, in fact, when the sheriff came out that day after the neighbor did all this, they still left these animals in my care for 3 days after that. And they let me have three. Oh, yeah. They let me have three to keep for myself.
Gail, whatever they said that wasn't true is not true. And you can't take it on as a part of you. You have to let it go. Otherwise, you're going to lose yourself and you won't be able to be strong again.
That's right.
But there's a story that needs to be told and an investigation done of all these dark societies such as the Humane Society, because they are anything but really caring about animals. They are about money.
Yes, Gail, and that is being done right now. And your voice is very important, and you'll write about what happened and you'll get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting ready to sue a whole lot of people. And this is not about
bless
the money.
You,
I will set up a trust fund for animals so this never happens again. I don't care about the money. But this story has to be told for the little voices that were ripped out of their loving home and all those across this nation that they go out
in the pretense of doing good for animals and do the horrific things that I saw, blood running from their mouths, little 4 and 5 pound dogs. They were horrified, all looking at me like, Mommy, come and get me out of this cage. What's going on? I passed the talking stick.
This is the time for active politics in the true measure of right law for the sake of all those animals, children and children's children's children, for all species and for all time. Are we gone?
Mm-mm. No, oh, we're not gone.
Okay. I passed the talking stick and I sent the circle of unbroken love.
There are.
Love is whole, still remains whole, and let's send that beautiful whole heart, center of all life, mother's heart. And that's Mother Tita LaCoria, the diamond one.
And
around all of those little animal beings, because they are angels.
Yeah.
They are of oftentimes the fairy kingdom, as well as the elves and the gnomes. These are the evolution of all life that we have when we go to the inner earth too. The Holy Grail, was that the series? What was the name of those? Return of the King.
Oh, Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings and the Return of the King. That's where we are right now.
Yeah.
And I passed that talking stick.
I want to say something to Gail. Gail, I want to thank you for your 53 years of service. I honor you. Your story has really touched me.
And I ditto that, Gail.
There are not words to express from my heart how grateful I am that you took care of your babies all these years. And I don't blame you for being upset like they ripped your family away. That is your family, and I acknowledge you and your mother. And if what they did has you declaring that you will not take another step until there's justice and you have a proper foundation for those animals, then I say just go with that feeling and keep going and know that I'm with you every single day, and I will be thinking about you and will be excited to hear about your progress. And for now, for the next few days, stay inside. Stay inside with your inner guidance and follow the first law of love, which is be calm. You have to take care of yourself first. You will get strong again, and you will go out there and do this the right way in Terra Nova, and I honor you and I thank you. Namaste. I'm not sure.
And I ditto that as well.
I'm not sure, you guys. Do we have a caller waiting?
Surely.
We do. Surely.
Mm-hmm.
It's me. Surely, can you hi, everybody.
Hi, Shirley.
Hey, you guys, what's the status with the IRS? I'm trying to help someone, and I don't have my, you know, calls. I usually record them and everything, but I don't have them here in Arkansas with me. And I don't have that language that Tora told to write on there at a 45-degree angle in red. I forget what that is.
Okay, that's
I hate to ask you one more time, Tara, but can you please give it to me again?
No, that's fine. I'm sure that there's as many more of you that are asking at the moment. So you take a red pen, and remember, you do not have a contract with a lawyer who represents the bank, you, or whatever money endeavors they want out of you from the IRS.
It's called contract law.
Yes, and so they are guilty of fraudulent practice from the get-go. So what you inform them is that you know that, and believe me, that's why you're putting it in red ink. And so where they start to address you and go on a 45-degree angle, you're not all the way across the you know,
all the way across the page?
Well, across the first part of the paragraph, you know, so that what they're getting is that you're canceling out. And you just say it here, yeah, you can put it across the page, across that paragraph, you know. You know, just so they know that it's just, you mean to let them know that this means, at a 45-degree angle, it is a gift, period. Where is my check for my benefit? Question mark.
Okay.
Now,
and that's been working for people, right?
Once you have become Washita, this is checkmate on them. Even more so because you have that archangelic presence of your mother. Your father is your mother. And this is, these guys are saying, I'm the father here. There are no more fathers. That's what the point was of watching that movie, Brother, Son, Sister, Moon.
There are no mothers. There are no fathers. It has to do with, I am surrendering to the spirit within that is calling me to my mission.
And he didn't say there are no more mothers.
Oh, okay.
He said there are no more fathers.
Uh-huh.
That was a very, very big thing that you pointed out, that this thing is that your father is your mother.
Right.
Therefore, there are no more fathers. And this energy of father is what is a false evidence appearing real.
Yes.
A group of renegade equals to us who have made a choice to relinquish control over their own actions through their own bodies. That's why Sir Francis Bacon, Saint Germain said they're in Novus Organum 400 years ago. There are no, he said there are only two things. There is your body and your understanding. Look at the word formation. Standing under mother. Standing under source, which is mother. When you go to the stars, when you go to the stars of creation, creation is mother. The only thing permanent is, and you can say change, because the stars, the Mazarus, we are from our source of which she creates. And as we are co-creators and we understand what was just part of us all this time, a mere illusion taking place, alluding to the idea of taking away whole from whole and capturing it and then controlling it somewhere else, that's where the insanity of the Tea Party tool, when Gugu,
right,
since whole still remains whole. And we're taking the reins and we're coming on the path that has been even denotated in terms of how these borders of our states were cut out and all things hidden. Four Corners is sitting, you know, up at 7,000 feet on the seventh,
Mesa Verde.
It's at Mesa Verde, yet it's a particular place that has got the exhibit number 70. Mm-hmm. And I will just say that now we've got the placement that Lord Jamal was talking about this morning. That Egypt, you know, of Greek derivation, it was never that. That was the experiment was over here. It was over here in the West. And this place that we are in now where Ouachita, out of the Ouachita Charter with the UN in 1993, combined with the sovereignty of the state of Colorado voted on in Congress, and then the court case of the black farmers referring to the true citizens of the soil. This country, a Moabite nation, that's correct. The Moabites came from here. And this is where the experiment of taking out the in the melanin of the skin came from. How to cover up. And then how to use the white-skinned ones who were already being rebellious back then. How to just do those experiments.
That's why the story about Lisa, the chimpanzee, came into the story today. Because she is talking with her voice saying, our culture needs your help. Let's heal this. Help us to heal all of us. I passed the talking stick.
Wow. I took the talking stick for a moment. I have an email from one of our listeners that has asked about that when Tara talks about our human bodies being connected with the different animals as they have mutated this into our bodies. And the question is that the reason that some people feel such an affinity for dogs and others feel such an affinity for cats or horses or whatever? Does it have anything to do with that, or is that just something totally independent?
Okay, that's a great question, Marita Roberts. There's two answers in the sense it's a both and. In the terms of the Syrians coming to our part of their constellation, meaning the son of Saul being the third son of the Syrians. The Syrians, and when we look in our skies, we call that star Sirius the dog star.
Mm-hmm.
And we are part of the dog star people.
We are.
And we are, and they came here, and they were upright, meaning human DNA already merged with dog DNA on the Syrian constellation. How did that happen?
There was
Jehovah had a little visit in his Orion War.
There were experiments going on Sirius A and Sirius B, where humanoids and, let's say, Anubis, the jackal-headed beings that were part of the Anunnaki, were maybe breeding with each other create a master race in terms of a super army that would serve Enki and Enlil. I mean, those were the stories.
The other thing is that they would lower the animal nature of whatever thing they ever created because they did not want to let go of control of the beast that they had just created inside their their laboratories, really, literally.
Yeah.
And again, treating anything that they want to change with impunity.
Biomedical, military, industrial complex, congressional, too.
Yes, and as they only describe a human body as an animal without the reference to the spiritual body, which is where the physical is contained, and it and the physical is actually a part of, at the core, was what you see at 3D as you develop your ability to see into and through fourth dimension. And that began really in a very big way in 1987, August midnight between August 16th and August 17th. And it began for real for one to be able to see into the fourth dimension clearly, simply because you would bump into it as you weren't looking where you were going.
I was calling in the energies with Queen Zardos in Santa Fe. And let's just say we had a crowd and a half. Metatron and Mother were there.
Not only that, for instance, Beth, if you don't mind me referring to some experiences of how they mind control folks, as soon as they give them permission, of course, and that's what's the ignorance that was, and the masses got entrapped in, to the point where they wanted to make sure, to the point where they had it was a cincture, and then it was too late to look back, which is what they did. Which is just us as we kept on swallowing like frogs in a nice bucket of warm water, getting hotter in that kitchen every second. And now look at this witnessing and can send tremendous love. And all the love we can hold right now for this dear sister and any other experience of this kind of animal cruelty, starting with our own awareness within our own bodies.
Yeah.
And what we put these bodies through and live from the experience of those who have experienced using their bodies and various your life. And when I was even younger than 18, I was at the Jewel's food store shopping at that time with, you know, maybe 9, 10. And there was this man, and he was a neighbor. And my mother was looking for meat. I mean, you know, and then on Friday it would be fish, of course, Catholic. And I was looking around, I was big enough girl, and I went up to my neighbor friend, and I can't remember what his name was. Yeah, he said to me, I just want you to know that contrary to what this looks like, this food has a very serious problem in terms of me working in the stockyards for 45 years. And without ado, that it would be very wise to help learn about this. And he just informed me and said, would you please tell? And I can't remember, you know, and then he went up to my mother, you know, and he explained to her that this story that he would have to tell, he would be glad to tell her. Yet he was representing that there was something I needed to know, yet it would be best if he would tell my mother. And so my mother changed. My mother changed and I changed. And so I was, from a very young teenager, free to choose to continue to understand that whatever we are, the understanding of where we go with it is absolutely necessary for us to be able to take responsibility for what we at Source did not understand. about our hearts. And so that is coming into government now. And God changes to us. Okay, past time.
We passed the talking stick, Dad. Hello, are we here?
You are here. So the answer to the question of why some people feel such an affinity to dogs and cats and horses, etc., you said there's two answers.
Yes, okay. The second answer is that it is absolutely true that in Egypt, things were covered up. And Egypt wasn't really Egypt. It was
an extension of Atlantis.
Yes, and all of Egypt and Saudi Arabia and all of the Jordan areas, that was all part of Mother Africa.
Zodiacus.
And Mother Africa is Zodiacus in the Maseroth. That's why when Gilgamesh, that story that Zechariah Sitchin always says, Anunnaki, Gilgamesh.
Gilgamesh and Enkidu, and they had an adventure, and Enkidu became the great bull in the sky.
And that's why at Mother's Temple in Karnak, Egypt, on the time when the great bull is in the sky, what's the great bull in the sky?
Taurus.
Taurus.
This month, right
here. The constellation of Taurus.
Yeah.
Right here, right now, the Buddha constellation. And the Mormon book of the Buddha, I got to read something, but I think I'll just hold off right now for you all to understand that when we understand that we are beyond projects. We are beyond projects. What we are doing is we are forming universal galactic law.
And to answer the question is that that affinity between animals has to do with how we interacted with these cosmic beings, that before we came to Earth, there were cat people, there were bird people, there were lion people. There were cheetah people. There's a cartoon out there for kids, yet it wasn't for kids. It was called The Thundercats. And it was based in the Japanese animation folks who got rich off this stuff in the late 80s into the 90s. They were aware of the indigo, crystal, magical stuff going on with light, color, and sound. And the different anime movies that are in China and Japan have to do with the stories about the cosmic space beings. How we have this affinity is that there are different lives that we have led before we ever came to Earth, where we made agreements with different beings that were tied in with the spiritual hierarchies across the universes and said, okay, we're going to come back, and at this time, this place here on Earth, we're going to wake up and say, we're going to heal it now. I hope I'm answering the question, Marita Robert. I don't know.
It's just that our little animal beings are really here to help because of the dog star DNA that we have in our ancestry.
The dog is man's best friend.
Not only that, we're talking about what beings in terms of the Egyptian. Now, Anubis is a dog.
He's a jackal.
A jackal. That's the dog energy. That's the Syrian command energy again. And the doggone tribe. They are all from Sirius, and there are dog people, that means.
Yeah, they and look so, like Anubis.
Now, taking the DNA and separating it out in, you know, let's make something out of this, and creating genetic mutations of people turning into having more dog DNA than human. That's what's going on with the animals when they're doing all this hybridization of their species to the point where the cow is no longer
a cow.
The cow people are from a place called Cowtron.
Yeah.
And that's in the
Elon Ra.
And that's in the apex. That's in the Zeta Reticuli constellation. And so that book is switching on our galactic conscious awareness of our galactic experience during the Orion War. Whether we actually were in that fifth dimensional war on the ground, this crew, or whether we, and a lot of the women, they, you know, the female representation in the body, they were brought together. Millions and millions of women army, Semjazi led.
Mm.
How tall are the Pleiadian women in that dimension during that war? How big are, what other dimensions?
Let's just say they look like
the Eva race, right? The Eva race.
Some of them are the, well, that some are, they can be anywhere from 10 to 15 to 22 feet tall. And I'm saying they are built like Xena.
Be careful, Ron.
And
are you saying we shouldn't mess with these women?
No.
I would just say the analogy of Wonder Woman and what she represented coming from the kingdom of Amazonia, of the women who, in a sense, out of the goddess, they honor the great goddess and are in service to the goddess, like of what Morgan and Morgana did as she joined in the service of the goddess in that story, The Mists of Avalon. And the Amazonian women are the warrior goddess women that were a branch of Atlantean people that after Atlantis sank, they went and moved their culture to another area called Amazonia. And it had to do with the different cataclysms and land masses that were going on with the various wars and vibrations of people. As we affect the land affects us. So if you're going to mess with the land and drill holes into her, sucking her blood, you're going to get whacked upside the head. That's why the Gulf Coast is getting it in the sense what goes around comes around. And it's about us healing ourselves and Mother. And this is why the Syrian commander is there today looking at the Gulf Coast and goes directly back to Halliburton and James Baker III, the Carlyle Group. These are the criminals that will be arraigned before the people.
That's Prince Bandar again, everybody.
That's right.
And remember, Moab is in the four corners over here, which is the physical heart of Mother. 19.5 degrees over there in Hawaii is the spiritual heart of Mother. And there's a connection between Hawaii and the four corners over here in terms of the Southwest. The Southwest, all the way down through to Australia there. Where the Star Children and their teachings, the Aboriginal, original teachings of these beings were coded to the Code of Isis. And so it would be that the West, and in particular the Southwest, and we're in the fourth quadrant, which is the Southwest, if you want to put it beyond the fourth and fifth dimensional elements overlay. That's where that influence is there. And that is, you might say, the energy of the desert. And so the wilderness of the desert is the loss of the old ways, the loss of the knowledge of where we came from. And the ancestors all knew the astrology. Some ancient Moabite knew that the four corners was their home, that because it was the home of the heart.
The breathing holes of the Earth Mother emergence places that are spoken about in the legends, this where the different indigenous or cultures that came from the inner earth, after the cataclysms, we came out of the emergence places to create new civilization. And sometimes what we looked upon after we came out of the emergence places said, oh my God, never again will we do this. This is why Ashtar and Sananda are here. And contrary to the stories out there, this is about namaste. I honor the light within you as you honor the light within me. How we do it with peace.
There was a place where Lord Jamal actually spoke about this in Galatians chapter 4. But remember this, that if a father dies and leaves great wealth for his little son, that child is not much better off than a slave until he grows up. And we're talking about spiritually here.
Yeah.
Even though he actually owns everything his father had. He has to do what his guardians and managers tell him to until he reaches whatever age his father set. Very interesting, everybody. That's where we go and understand that our father, all of our fathers, there are no more fathers. It's mother's turn. That's the talking stuff.
Lynn is on line B2.
Hello, everyone. Greetings.
Greetings.
I have a question for you, Rama. I've been having dreams over the last couple of years, and in these dreams, it's being revealed to me that a very instrumental past life that I had that's coming into play for my life currently was that of that last phase of Atlantis. And what I've been shown is that I was part of the scientific community at that point, and I was one of the few that broke away from the realities of that community, of all the dark stuff that they were doing. And I, along with one other person, alerted the people that would hear us about the upcoming cataclysms, and that we took people to higher ground. If that was me or not, whatever. There's like an energetic overlay in this dream sequence. But my question for you guys is this. I'm being shown that if I choose, it would be very beneficial to my higher purpose here on the planet, especially after full disclosure, to relocate to Colorado. I'm currently in Michigan, and I actually have an affinity for both Colorado and Michigan. I grew up in Texas on the Gulf Coast, so I kind of live in many, many places. But my question is, would it be appropriate for me to live full-time in Colorado? Does this have to do with becoming Galactic Society? What could you share with me on thoughts on this?
As you say this, I hear the words that, yeah, Colorado seems to somehow an area that would be more to your spiritual growth.
Thank you, yes. Okay. And that would be just, that's it primarily. The other is just sort of spirit gently nudging me to say, hey, go there. And if you need some stories, here's a story that would help you get there.
That's
it's not
right.
Not really about that.
Yeah.
Say that again. Okay. You guys are great. Hey, thanks so much. And you guys, I just wanted to say to Gail, it took me 20 minutes to compose myself. I do rescue cats, and I'm telling you, her story has changed me. So, Gail, thank you so much. You are a dear sister. I pass the talking stick.
Thank you, Lynn.
Oh, thank you. That emotion's back again. thank you for this feeling so it can heal for all of us to just be able to honor all life again.
Yeah. Pass the talking stick to you, Beth.
Is this a good time for me to share this piece that I did?
I would think so.
Yes.
Okay, I did a recording, and I did it over a file that has pictures that goes with all of this. And I will export it to YouTube later. And I will post it on the galacticroundtable.com on the front page so everyone can look at it later if they'd like. So what I want to do now is see if I can get the volume high enough to broadcast it as I recorded it. Okay? So let's see if I can start this. Marita, let me know if it's not loud enough, and if so, then I'll do it live. I need to launch it. Here we go.
We require equal rights for all galactic beings of the one race of humanity. Welcome to the Galactic Roundtable of Peace. Namaste. Pangea. Long, long, long time ago, in a faraway place, was the one land on earth of the Aboriginal Indigenous Moabite Nation. One people. It was before the continents broke apart. And about universal human rights in the Nebadon universe, Eleanor Roosevelt said this: where, after all, do universal human rights begin? In small places close to home, so close and so small that they cannot be seen on any maps of the world. Yet, they are the world of the individual person, the neighborhood he lives in, the school or college he attends, the factory, farm, or office where he works. Such are the places where every man, woman, and child seeks equal justice, equal opportunity, equal dignity, without discrimination. Unless these rights have meaning there, they have little meaning anywhere without concerted citizen action to uphold them close to home. We shall look in vain for progress in the larger world. Planetary government, one people, the Aboriginal Indigenous Moabite Nation, where every man, woman, and child seeks equal justice, equal opportunity, equal dignity, without discrimination. Let's break it down. Aboriginal is referring to the bird people, the lion people, and the reptilian people from Nibiru. Recently, the lion people were featured in a movie called Avatar. Ab, A-B, means from the father, who is Ra. Original galactic people, Aboriginal. Let's break it down. Indigenous. These are the galactics, the children of Ra, who visited and stayed over aeons of time to inhabit planet Earth. From Nibiru, Sirius, Pleiades, Vega, Andromeda, Arcturus, Lyra, Orion, and other planets and star systems across the Nebadon universe. Let's break it down. Moabite. These are the Galactics, the children of Ra, who visit and stayed during recorded time at Mu and Atlantis, in places like Egypt, Chaldea, Syria, Babylonia, and Assyria. You will find their stories written in the Pultarsh. They were from Nibiru, Sirius, Pleiades, Vega, Andromeda, Arcturus, Lyra, Orion, and other planets and star systems across the Nebadon universe. We require equal rights for all galactic beings of the one race of humanity. The Obamas filed Washita in 1997. We empower 15 million stateless people worldwide to have human rights as we all become Washita. Becoming Washita means joining the oldest recorded nation on Earth, recognized by the United Nations and the International Criminal Court, under which all newer nations are a part. All one people. By doing this, we include all the stateless beings in the world. We end discrimination and we co-create world peace. There are millions of stateless people in Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Nepal, Egypt, Algeria, Morocco, Indonesia, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Estonia, Georgia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Latvia, Lithuania, Moldova, Russia, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Ukraine, United States of America, Uzbekistan, and this is only a partial list. In several of these countries, the children, when they are born, are not allowed to take the nationality of their mother at birth. They are stateless people. They are unable to hold jobs. They are unable to own a house. They are unable to take care of themselves. They are homeless, and they are stateless. The planetary government, one people, the Aboriginal Indigenous Moabite Nation, believes each state would declare itself as a free state that respects its citizens and welcomes foreign visitors as fellow rational beings. A union of free states would promote peaceful society worldwide. Therefore, there is a perpetual peace bound by the international interplanetary community. Under the one people, there is a universal declaration of human rights, which call for one's, quote, universe of obligation, a circle of individuals and groups to whom obligations are owed, to whom rules apply, and whose injuries call for amends. The stateless women, children, and men are covered when they join the Washita Nation. We require equal rights for all galactic beings of the one race of humanity. Currently, there are two kinds of law on Earth: civil law, the law of the land, and universal commercial code based on code of canon law from the Vatican. Becoming Washita removes you from two kinds of law, returns your birthright as a being of humanity to be ruled by private divine law. All over the world, all governments are ruled by what is called civil law. Civil law, which in all countries is called the law of the land. This goes back to when the Holy Roman Empire became the Holy Roman Vatican. These are the intergalactic war criminals, the planetary imperialists, and they have been ruling all of us through quote-unquote church and quote-unquote state. There is a second law which rules all of the earth that is called UCC, Uniform Commercial Code. That is the law of all in business. If you have a business in any country in the world, you are operating on this planet under something called UCC. Under Caesar of Rome, they established that all nations in the empire do business under worldwide uniform law. The most severe law on this planet is called Uniform Commercial Code, UCC. Uniform Commercial Code is based directly on Vatican Code of Canon Law. Consequently, when a ship pulls into port, the ship is put in its berth. Maritime UCC rules the seas. Every captain of a ship must present a certificate of manifest to the port authorities. They check the value of the goods on the ship. When you are born, you come out of your mother's waters. Therefore, you must have a birth certificate, a manifest certificate, because you are a corporation-owned item. You are a human resource commonly known as a slave. Until you understand the laws, symbols, and emblems, you are not free. Your birth certificate is a security on the stock exchange at 55 Water Street, New York City, in the United States of America. Order your birth certificate, and on the bottom it says, "This was printed on security papers. Do not accept unless on full color security paper." There is a series of red numbers printed on your birth certificate. Those numbers are securities stock exchange number on the World Stock Exchange. You may take your birth certificate number and find you. Your birth certificate is a stock in America. You are worth money to the international bank that bought you in 1932. You are a bought and paid for slave. When a ship crosses a stargate, that is the waters which divide the waters, whether you are aboriginal, indigenous, Moabite, Niburian, Syrian, Andromedan, Arcturian, vegan, no matter your origin, you are a child of Ra, one of Mother's children. We are one people. All originate from the stars. Barack and Michelle Obama became Ouachita in 1997. They removed themselves from the bar. They are no longer attorneys. We will have a planetary government of peace, and it will be led by the true royalty in England, Egypt, and Jordan, the Moabite people, with all the indigenous and aboriginal peoples as well. The interplanetary war criminals will be arrested. Civil law will fall away, and sovereignty will be called the Aboriginal indigenous Moabite nation. We are one people. The Washita Nation is recognized by the United Nations and the International Criminal Court as the oldest nation on planet Earth. That means all may join. It is all inclusive. It matters not the color of your skin or the origin of your birth. Your mother's DNA, going back three generations, brings everyone under the rule of the one people, the Washita Nation. Washita guarantees operating under the universal laws of love, truth, peace, freedom, justice, and beauty. It takes three easy steps to become Washita. File freedom papers which declare you are no longer an imperial slave of your national government ruled under Roman canon law. File a correct UCC form from your local government. UCC is uniform all over the world. File for your Washita designation papers. In doing this 3D action, we co-create world peace. We empower 15 million stateless people worldwide to have human rights as we all become Washita. In doing this 3D action, we co-create world peace on fifth dimensional Earth called Terra Nova. We rejoin our galactic family. We have full disclosure. We become the 33rd member of the Confederation of Worlds. We are all one. Get the details and the complete set of forms free. A gift of the Matriarchal Council of Washita and Elizabeth Trutwin at www.galacticroundtable.com. We are all one. Thank you for joining me in this world of peace. Namaste.
That's it. That's what I wanted to say about becoming Washita. I want everyone to understand that if you're white and you're American and you're listening to me right now and you have not filed your UCC, you are a slave. That is the most important thing to hear right now. 3 weeks ago, my phone company called me and told me they were wiping out my phone lines. They took away four phones. 3 weeks later, I got a notice from the bank. All my bank accounts were wiped away. The money was drained from them. It was taken away, and the bank accounts were closed. And the reason this is happening is because this teaching that we're bringing you is deadly serious, and it's not a joke. They're doing this to psychologically try to impair me, hoping that I'll stop doing my work. Just like what happened with Gail, it's a similar thing. Anyone who's bringing the truth and doing the right thing is in danger of being attacked that way. So as we bring more information and more truth, then I just hope you'll hear the truth behind it, and I hope you'll research and learn more yourself and find out what it means. That's how serious all of this is. They don't want me to be telling you these things, and so I hope you'll take the gift and research it for yourself and find out more about becoming Washita and what it means to the whole planet. I pass the talking stick.
Wow. Whoops, we got to go. Hello.
That's a lot to digest.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to YouTube that and put it on the front page of the Galactic Roundtable, and I hope you guys will watch it over and over and over again until it makes sense. Every word I said is on the screen, and you can watch it, and you can read it, and you can listen to it until it makes sense.
Do we need to think about, and I don't know the technical part of it, so you answer this for me. Would it be appropriate to break it up into small sections so it could be sent by email, sections of the YouTube, or can it all be in one thing, you know, to get it forwarded around?
To get it forwarded around, what you'll do is open the YouTube on the Galactic Roundtable and copy the hyperlink in the search bar, and you'll email the hyperlink to everybody.
Okay.
And thank you for asking. And on Saturday, Grand Goddess Lily, we are so blessed. She's agreed to come on Tara and Rama's Galactic History Call, and she's going to give us more information. Tara, I haven't said this to you, but I also would like to bring Tony DeAndre that day on the call when she's complete, if it fits in. And on Sunday, we're going to go over this again. There is nothing more important to talk about right now, and this is the galactic news.
You want to know, I have a whole pile of stuff about this.
You go, girl.
It's called Civics, the Science of Government, Hiram. Rise from your shallow grave. Breaking the chains of slavery, the Moors rise from civil death. Rights and immunities, birthrights, sovereignty, nationality. Nationality, which arises at birth, derived from the word nativity, which means, yes.
Okay, you just started it. I don't want you to get interrupted. And, like, almost the second you started, we got a caller.
Oh, okay, I'm fine. Let's just hold on.
Mary Lee, hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm so grateful that you brought up the Ouachita because I've heard of it before and I've been into enough civil problems to know that my straw man, the self with the birth certificate and social security number with the name printed in all capital letters is a dead corporate piece of paper. And I'm looking forward to the filling out of the papers and getting this straightened out. And I'm asking, how does it affect someone that is living on social security income? And does it change our, like, passports and our identity papers? And if I cancel the Social Security income, I make money another way through Ouachita, such as, like, the LGN.
Mary Lee, that's an excellent question. And it's important to answer it for everybody. When a person files for Ouachita, they are simply saying, I'm not a slave. I'm not something for you to exchange on the stock exchange of the world. And I'm pulling myself out of the public, and I'm bringing myself into the private. And when that happens on paper, if you're receiving Social Security, that can never be taken away from you. You paid into it every week for your whole life when you were working, and every payment is owed to you based on what you've done in the past. And that goes for VA benefits. That goes for disability benefits. It goes for anything that people are collecting on a rotating basis. None of that gets lost. You're invited to keep your passport and use your passport to travel with just like you do now. You're invited to keep your driver's license. And all the benefits that you have now, nothing can be taken away from you. The only thing the UCC does in filing those freedom papers is it tells in 3D language, it tells the 3D world, I'm not that straw man. It takes away no benefits that you have of any kind. They can't take them away from you. And even though you're pulling yourself out of the system of civil law and the UCC, none of your benefits will be removed from you at all. And some people want their sovereignty on even a deeper level. Some people apply for a world passport. Some people, they pull their driver's license out of the system. The people who are doing this right now are breaking the ground for us because the ones who are doing it take themselves and their family and sometimes their lives in hazard in doing the sovereignty on that level right now. So the UCC forms, when they're filled out, is just simply telling the state, I'm not that straw man. And that is required in order to get the Ouachita designation papers, because you can't be both. And so when you file the UCC form, it's a pretty simple process. And that's what I want Tony DeAndre to talk about next Saturday after Grand Goddess Lily. He and I have been working together, and he wants to go into great detail about it for everybody. You can call in and ask questions. And we have a long call on Saturday, so there will be plenty of time for everybody. And when you file those forms, then you're out of the system, and you can file for your Ouachita designation. And you don't, if you want to stop right there and make no other changes, you still have your passport, your driver's license, and everything else you ever had before.
Super. There's one last question. That was last week.
And
I
what?
Heard Mother Segment say there was a new sheriff coming to town. Do you know what she meant by that?
Rama?
It sounds like Ouachita to me.
I'm here. I'll just say that what she was talking about is like in the movie Blazing Saddles. There's a new sheriff in town, and let's just say he needs business, and he said it no later than last night. And it has to do with something called Wall Street, C Street, K Street.
It sure does.
Goldman Sachs, Bernie Madoff, need I go on?
Mary Lee, when Mother Sekhmet says that, she's talking about my man Bam, also known as President Obama. And it's really important that I designate in my presentation that Michelle and President Obama became Ouachita in 1997. They were setting themselves up for this moment in time when all the criminals are arrested. They had to be Ouachita in order to move forward with the planetary government that's coming now. There's no mistakes there. And Rama, everybody says, well, how do you know they're Ouachita? Well, we heard it from two good sources up until now, but last Monday, Rama heard it from Michelle Obama's lips. She told him on the phone. She filed, and he filed in 1997, and this is why they're coming after my bank accounts. They don't want me to tell you that the Syrian commander, the new sheriff in town, is the son of Malcolm X, and that's why they won't show anybody his birth certificate, because under father, it says Malcolm X. And then they don't want me to tell you that Michelle and President Obama have been Ouachita since 1997. And this is the direction that our galactic community, we all need to move in this direction. This is how we take care of these homeless children on the streets that have nothing to eat. They are in that predicament because the warring nations of this planet have not relented in allowing people to have their universal human rights set up by the United Nations in 1948 when Eleanor Roosevelt was the chair of that committee.
Can I add something to that, Lady Master?
I would love it. Thank you.
When the words 1997 emerge, always think follow the money. So actually they were Ouachita in the fiscal year of 1997, which began on October 1st, 1996. And that was when there was a neck-and-neck decision that was made. And Bob Dole was switched as the intervention was had by the King of Swords intervening, literally, along with, what's his name? King Fahad, right, Ram?
Yes.
Yes. And what was going to happen with Bob Dole is that the farm claims were going to be no more, and Bob Dole would be just running around without us doing the bidding solely of the dark side. What did happen, and this is what is so important about Bill Clinton never ever having been in the White House in his flesh and blood self. There were 21 clones created, 21 periods, 21 programs, and everything was laid out in the direction of darkness. Okay, and the real flesh and blood one was free in the sense of his slavery, as everyone, starting with him, became Washita. And that is why he was a double agent. Now, you do not cross the line with your commitment to Mother without consequences. That's where the decision was in the soul of the real Bill Clinton to make when he was the one that was going to have to deal with his beloved wife who had long departed from Mother's company and take out Dennis Kucinich's brother and sister. And Dennis Kucinich knows exactly what his role is in this too, and that it will take place is sure before the whole world. Is that not so, Rama?
Yeah.
Yes, in the kitchen. We will be identifying our nationality now to create wise teachings and teachers from the studies that we study together. And that really awesome collection of pieces of left out information regarding our civil death, and putting it in the context of the present moment. Now, Beth, we can add, right, that this Moabite nation that we speak of, that we just learned of, is right here in Four Corners. And so that means we're going to read something about Mormon, and which is also about mermen, which is also about Moormen, and that's M-U-U-R-M-E-N, civilization. How about that?
Good, and I just, if you don't mind, I want to just make a comment about Moabite before you start.
Yes.
One of the things I want to do, what you said at the beginning of the call when we were in the middle of the hard news, you were saying we will never be free until we understand our history. And so that's why the teachings you bring are so important. And I'm always working at going back to the galactic connection to what you're saying, because when we get into the history of the Moabites, I have Swiss cheese memory, and some of the information is like, oh my, it's a lot. Anyways, what I want to say is, what we know, anybody can look in the Pultarsh or in the Old Testament, look this up. It says, Moses was told to stand on the top of Mount Pisgah. That Mount Pisgah, back in the time when the continents were connected, was in North Carolina. And that's where Moab is buried. And when he looked, it says in the Bible, when he looked over Mount Pisgah, past the Jordan River, He was looking into the promised land. He begged God to take him to the promised land. And what that was when they did the Exodus, they got onto the New Jerusalem, the starship, and they went from Egypt over to the United States. And that's the history you're about to tell about, and that's our galactic history, and I just wanted to tie that together.
Wow.
Before you start, did we finish the last Gail from Tennessee?
Oh, dear. Gail, did you wait for us, honey?
Can I talk now?
You can. Thanks for waiting.
I'm a little more composed right now, but obviously you can tell my passion about these animals and what they did. I just find it very interesting. I don't believe in coincidences that a week ago when they snatched my babies, they brought them to Nashville, and we are now having epic flooding. It's going to wipe the economy of Nashville out. And I want it stated for the record today, I didn't ask for this. I asked for God to punish those who had done wrong. And they've done so sorely wrong by the animals and the animal kingdom in the world that I represent in all my life's work on this planet have been violated and not cared about and discarded as like they were nothing. My 15-year-old poodle that had traveled all over this country with me, and I asked for one request when they started taking those dogs out, that I be with her when they put her to sleep. They whisk her off, and I couldn't even be with her, and they put her to sleep at a vet's office, a vet I know, and they just discarded her body as though she was nothing. And that little girl, Skitty Goody, meant everything in the world to me like the rest of them. Now, if you will remember, I will say again, I asked God to intervene for the animals, and the tears and the water you see running in Nashville are God's tears for the animals. Just know that. Because this is of epic proportion going on in Nashville, Davidson County right now. And I'm up on a high plateau in Davidson County watching it all. And I'm so sorry for all those that are in harm's way. I can only hope those who need that lesson spanked to them get it. For the rest of them, I'm sorry. You don't mess with light workers. It's as simple as that. It's not even me. It gets out of our hands at some point, and the universe takes control. But while I was waiting for the phone call, for you guys to take my call, the minutes I have left on my phone said 1:11. So this is not by chance. Once again, I don't believe in coincidences. But I will tell you this. You were just talking about Bob Dole. Do you remember the phone call you guys got here about a month ago about an Anunnaki who apologized for all of our behavior?
Yeah. It was on a Saturday night.
That was me. I am a Dole. Senator Bob Dole is my cousin. Oh. I have another cousin who wiped out Hawaii and handed it over. I have a cousin who also was the first mayor of Chicago, who owned a stockyard and abused animals. Now can you understand why I am under attack? But I tell you this, I put the call out to the universe today and all those listening. I need a lawyer who's not afraid of this cabal to stand up with me and right the wrongs for the animal kingdom, or nothing good's going to come to those who stand in the way. I pass the talking stick.
Gail, I just want to reiterate that I'm terribly, terribly sorry for your loss. Tara, I would like you to speak about the choice of words she was using and explain about giving things to Iwa, to the Great Mother, and correct some of the things that she said so we can have a fresh take on it, because nobody explains it better than you, Tara.
Okay, well, you got to lead me because you want to tell me what you want to start with. I'm not sure what part you're talking about. So can you just start telling me what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before you begin, BBS has just said we have a lady on the line who wishes to donate to Gail. I don't know how you want to make that connection, but before we get too far away from this, you want to handle that, Beth?
Sure. Gail, I know you're still listening, so please call BBS Radio. We're going to keep this lady on the line, and then you can talk to the engineer, and you guys can exchange your information as you desire. Thank you very much.
I hope she still has time, because she said she only had a minute 11 on her phone. So, but that is a good way to get it connected, and if she can't do it right now, we'll maybe we need to have Seth take the name of the lady who's calling and keep that for us. I'll write a note. Oh, okay. I got it. I know who it is. I'll take care of it.
Okay, and tell Gail your email address again, Marita, in case she wants to email you.
Gail, my email is Stargate, Stargate, Marita, Marietta, @gmail.com. So I need to know how to get in touch with Gail. And I have the other person's address already.
Blessings. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Marianne.
Tara.
Yes.
We're at a time in history where accountability is coming into play every single day. And we do not ask for revenge. That's a misinterpretation of what has been programmed from before. What we do is we practice the first law of love, which is be calm, and we hand it over to Mother. We give it to the great Iwa because it's hers to take care of the accountability. And this is what I want you to explain again.
Well, okay. Let me say this. It's the her of it that we are, together with the her of it that she, the one source of all life, is. That together we take the... hello? Okay, are we all gone? Are you there, or what is happening? Okay. Rama, can you come and look at this, because I need your help in deciphering the instructions here. Oh.
It's taken care of.
Okay.
It's okay.
Thank you very much. All right.
Tara, just to interject on what you were saying, I mean, for example, okay, the animals are absolutely helpless. And this lady had her own, you know, like her own child ripped from her hands and put to death. And so that's something that happened wrong. And how does a person meet with these challenges of life and still stay with the law of one? Because when one is harmed, all are harmed, and when one is healed, all are healed. So how do you do that the right way? By being love, staying calm, and giving it to Mother, and letting Mother take care of the accountability.
The best way to know that is to know you are Mother and we are Mother, and to put the me into the we, where we always have been being waited for by our we selves.
Tara, tell the story about the woman in Africa who she was raped in front of her children, and then she had that baby. Tell that story again. That's a gruesome story, but it's important to me because these are the women I'm talking about when I say we have millions of stateless people around the world whose governments won't allow them to be sovereign at all. And we need to cure this now by knowing that we're one people. And the white Americans aren't acknowledging that they're as much slaves as anybody else around the world.
Okay. The reason that's a problem is that they don't know how they were finagled into being duped, into being white slaves, black slaves, and every color in between slaves, meaning all of humanity is and still is until it's not slaves. Not one is not. The ones that make themselves exclusively above the law, they only think they are. And as you know, polarity has a two-sidedness. There's more than one side to every story, at least two. That's why they say whenever two or more are gathered in my name, what does that mean? In the office of the Christ. That's why we always say greetings, Mother, in the light of the most radiant one, in the office of the Christ, and only in the office of the Christ. The office of the Christ, we are all brides of. That's how Mother is Mother in us. That's how strong this is. No matter, it has nothing to do with gender. It has to do with balance. So the we of me and all of the we's of all the me's is actually the co-creation of a new heaven and a new earth based in the spiritual law, which is called an absolute law in the Moabite Nation law, in the Washita law now, in the United Nations, remembering the United Nations of the Galactic Ones, we all are, having an earthly experience. Literally look at it that way. That means all of the DNA and everything, you are in charge of that. You are the Galactic One that you've been waiting for in your me of it life, and the way that we find galactic connecting links are by living the we of it life. Thus, all the vehicles that we understand are resetting the entire matrix of how galactic government becomes government here, as it has always been in the heavens. And we are the only ones that could do that, because we would have to remember that we come from the heavens. So when we read this, that's the answer to everything, to understand more about what it means to be Mother. Collectively, to serve Mother, collectively, which means both in heavens and in the earth, through this vehicle, this outlandishly excellent creation, whereby creation is. And as we create a new recreation is, replacing all that wishes to be is not. I hope I said that. That's a double negative becoming a positive right there. That's the meaning of how simple that phrase, see all goodness in all things, is translated. As we are the universe, and we are the universal law creators, co-creators, createsses, if we want to call Tess, the angel mother Tess, right? In the angel's TV series, Touched by an Angel. She was given a visit by Lady Master Nada. And she committed to doing Touched by an Angel to teach the goddess energy in terms of that 10-year period to help bridge the gap. And was that right around 1990 to 2000, pretty much?
90, yeah.
Or was it 93 to 2003? 93. Does anybody remember the last end? When did Touched by an Angel stop being touched? Stop making any more new. Anyway, it was a 9/11. Oh, did you hear what Rama said? Tess and Monica, you know, They stopped doing the Touched by an Angel Making New series when 9/11 happened because they were gagged.
It was before my memory, and that's why I can't remember.
That's because your memory wasn't programmed until you got here.
Repeats.
If anybody comes in on the middle of a conversation we're having on this call, God bless your soul. All right, do we have any more things you want me to clarify before I begin with this?
Well, yeah, I would like to touch on something else, too.
All right, well, I'm all ears, Lady Master.
Okay, so after my bank accounts were wiped out, I talked to the King of Swords, and I said, excuse me, but what's going on here? And he laughed, and he said, Beth, you get on the calls all the time, and you tell people that the powers that be, the new sheriff that's in town, they went in electronically and emptied the bank account. He says, you talk about the Interpol law being changed on December 16th, 2009, and they went into the bank accounts of these ones in charge. They went into the bank accounts of their spouses. They went into the bank accounts of their children electronically and drained the bank accounts. Mm-hmm. And that money was given to Saint Germain. And the people who don't believe in Nisara don't understand that there's enough money in the world to give reparations in the amount of $10 million for every non-criminal man, woman, and child on Earth. And this is coming about now as we heal the Earth. We will not have homeless people. We will have all children in schools. We'll have hospitals around the world. People will be healed and educated and brought back into their sovereignty. And so, you know, King of Swords was kind of laughing with me. He said, you know, this was a little bit of a prank on you because you keep talking about these bank accounts. And I want it, the reason I'm bringing this up, Tara, is because I'd like you and Marita, if she wants to, explain that, you know, for me, you know, this was done in hopes that the wind would come out of my sails and I would stop singing about these issues. And the thing is that money means nothing to me. I know that I need it to keep a roof over my head and feed the kids and a few other things, but beyond that, I see it as energy and abundance to do the things to make the changes that we need in the world. And so it almost, you know, it was a ripple on the lake. It was forgotten a minute after it happened. So I would like you to talk a little bit about LGN.
So what would you like me to say? all I can, the bottom line is that this is continually getting better, expanding. It's been around, as Tara mentioned earlier, LGN Revolution's been around 2.5, almost 3 years now. This LGN Prosperity was started just 5 months ago. We have 15,000 members in that 5 months. We've paid out from the company more than $2 million to the people that have joined LGN. The interesting thing is that James Ward is continually committed to making it better for everyone. And I didn't know until I listened to him yesterday. We have nabbed, and as when we live in love and gratitude, the universe gives us nourishment for LGN. But what he made that for is Little Guy Network. Little to have a place to have prosperity. I don't know how many of the rest of you knew that that's what LGN was, what the LGN stood for, but no. It's Little Guy Network.
Right on.
So, what they have, how they have made it better, And everyone who already has a website will notice that when you go to your website or when you give it to someone and they open it up, it still has a video there, and it's a new video that I haven't even had time to look at yet. But there's a new video that people can watch, and then instead of saying join now, it actually asks you to get this travel card. And so nothing has changed. It still has the 2x2 matrix. We invite two people to join and then help those two get their 2, which makes a 6. That is the matrix. Everything is still completed when there's only 6 in your matrix, and $777 comes back to you from your investment of $299. And you get put back in the system to cycle again. Anyone that you invite will always follow you, which means that when we talked about the thing that's different in this system than any others that I have ever seen, and, you know, many of us have seen a lot of these come through, and we've been involved in things, but if people didn't do their job or didn't take responsibility for getting their 2 and helping those two get their 2, the whole thing stopped. No one made anything, and the system just broke down. There is a fail-safe in this one that we help each other, and as doesn't relieve somebody of the responsibility of having their holes plugged, but if that happens and when it happens, then whenever they do get their 2, they will still follow them. There's no concern about you're not going to have them right in your first matrix. You will have them wherever you are at that point in time. They will always follow. I've had some people be concerned, well, if I don't get it right away and somebody fills the spots, then I won't have people following me. And that isn't true. The system is quite amazing, but they will always follow you. So the neat thing is that either from above or below, those holes will get plugged. You will cycle, and the whole system keeps moving. It is working. Everybody, and they're continually working on some of the challenges. They have, because this is worldwide, there's about 2,000 members already in Japan, and they're just going there the 15th of May to really open it, and we'll be having a website in Japanese. The end of May, they're going to Colombia, and we'll have the website then in Spanish for all of Latin America, so that it can be, and they're continually working on translations so that it is a worldwide thing already. And I can attest to that because I've had emails from people who are listening to our calls and have gotten my email from people in Europe who are wanting help to know how to join. Some of them write good English, some of them not so good, but we've been able to communicate enough that we can help get them enrolled. So this is something that is working very well, and hang on just 1 minute.
That was cute. Tara, are you there?
Okay.
Are you back, Rita?
I thought this was probably Gail, and so I just told her that I was speaking on the call right now, and I'd have to call her back, so I knew she would be calling me.
Oh, cool. Good.
So we got the connection made there. So the bottom line is the Little Guy Network that runs on love and gratitude and creates a nourishment is expanding and growing, and everything is just improving all of the time. I don't know what else to say except it is working. And if you have some questions about how to get enrolled or what to do first, you can give me a call, 317 773-0061, or email me at stargatemarita, stargatemarietta at gmail.com. So you got any questions, the other team members here, that things that I might have left out?
Well, I want to say that, you know, I appreciate everything that you added, and thank you for speaking on it again. And I'd like to also hear what Tara has to say. But first, I want to say to everybody who's listening, you know, after my accounts were cleared out, then I had other hardships as well. And it's important that I thank everyone who made a donation to me or to Tar and Rama or to this radio airtime. I want to thank everybody who bought the archives to listen to the other radio programs to help pay for airtime. What you're doing when you do this is you're changing the whole entire planet. You're allowing us to keep our right to freedom of speech and keep bringing this news. If we weren't here, the only thing you would have is the negative spin. There is nothing else bringing Faction 3 news. Rama is the only one who is not under a gag order, and our only work is to bring you the real news. And I'm deeply grateful to everyone who has helped us every minute along the way, if not this week and all the weeks past, and all the ones who've donated again and again, and all the ones who've given $3, and all the ones who've given $1,500 in one donation. I remember all of you. I love you. I appreciate you. And I challenge everybody today to keep listening, because we will get to a moment in time where we don't ask for another penny, because there will come a moment in time when you'll see that LGN has kicked in for us over a few weeks' time. And when that day comes, I hope your heart will feel inspired to save up until you have $299 and get into it yourself, because it is bringing mother's energy back to the economic base. It is healing everything. And we're all of us, Tara and Rama and Marita and Beth, are very close to that moment in time where we won't be asking anymore. And that's why we brought this. I pass the talking stick.
I also thank everyone, for all of us, for your donations, and invite you to use the PayPal. For some of you, I've had a couple of emails asking yes radio, go to station 2, scroll down to Thursday and to the Stargate Roundtable, click on that, and right under the Stargate thing is a very small line that says, if you wish to support this or donate, click here. And if you don't find it there at the very bottom of the page, when you click on that, it takes you to the bottom of our Stargate Roundtable page. And there's a big PayPal button right there that you click on. And I will see that whatever note you write me, where you want the money to go, that it gets there. So at this time, that is one of the ways that support the whole camp. You just designate where you want it to go, and we will see that it gets there. So thank all of you for your love and your support.
Marita, I could give our,
yes.
If we could each give our email addresses as well as we continue to receive and complete the task at hand. And Rama?
The Coran999@comcast.net.
And Beth? Beth?
And Coran is Coran999@comcast.net.
Sorry, I was sipping water when you asked. Thank you, everybody. My email is BLikeBeth, True Twin, T as in Tom, RU, twinbetruetwin@gmail.com. Thank you.
And we still do need a little help.
Yes, we both of us do, and it's and please continue to help regarding our BBS radio right now. Right now, yes, do now. Now. Thank you, everyone. And that idea that Beth keeps telling everybody to browse around and purchase some of the other archives of all the different programming. Beth, do you want to say anything about all the different programming there is there?
Well, I think Rama has more knowledge of it than I do. You know, I know the names, but he's more familiar with the radio programming.
One that I follow that I highly recommend is Brooks Agnew, who is, I forgot the name, and I am embarrassed because it's right on BBS Radio, X Squared Radio. Please go and check out X Squared Radio. This man, Brooks Agnew, is very much involved in bringing forth the understanding about the Anunnaki and the story of the Nibiru ruins in the way in which where it is the story of the people of Pandora, Na'vi, where we were these people and we were peaceful and our brothers and sisters fell from grace because they believed the lies from the elders in the sense that we were less than Creator Source. And that was simply a test we created for ourselves. And it's come to the level where...
You're talking about in our modern day because we went back in time and destroyed things.
That's right. All because of ideas about gods. Co-creator gods. What is this war going on right now in Iraq and Afghanistan about gods, gold, oil, and drugs? And it has nothing to do with God. It has everything to do with control and how these 13 families play games with each other with trillions of this currency, quintillions, and it's at a place where life is more precious than what it can be spoken about. This is why all the kingdoms are speaking up and saying, if it means nothing else, we are speaking as one voice, as the children of our mother. You will not buy this planet ever. She's not for sale. She is becoming a star, and us along with her.
And us are her.
That's
her story.
Right.
Humanity.
Rama.
Yes.
You know, about what you said about gold, oil, and drugs. You know, the gold is gone. Saint Germain has all the gold now.
Right.
And about the oil... You know, they have some oil sitting out there that they can play with, and they've done that. And we see them, and there will be accountability. And as far as the drugs go, you know, that thing in Times Square last night when they're trying to blame it on Al-Qaeda from Afghanistan or Al-Qaeda from Pakistan to keep the wars going, to keep the drugs going, it's not going to work anymore because the police force is coming back and saying to them, because they know, they know exactly what happened to the chief of police from 9/11. He's going to The Hague. And they've seen what's come down. And the police are coming back and saying, there is no connection between what happened last night and Pakistan. There's no connection between what happened last night and Afghanistan. Nobody's going to lie for them anymore.
911mysteries.org.
Right. All of this is falling apart, crumbling right before our eyes. We are so there, and we are going home. We're going to do it together, and we're going to do it with love. And I want to add, because you were commenting about the subscriptions to listen to the archives. First of all, remember, everybody, all of our programs are free. They always have been free. They always will be free. One way, the definitive way that we do our work is that we charge for nothing. Everything we do is free. When you can go to galacticroundtable.com and go to the BBS radio section on the left-hand side, and you're going to see a place to click on to go to their website to look at their archives. And if you're interested in just checking them out for a week, that costs something like $3. Every penny of that goes to pay our airtime bill. If you decide to buy a week, 2 weeks, 2 months, 6 months, 3 months, whatever you plan on buying, every penny, because you want to listen to the archives of the other programs, goes to pay for our airtime, and I'm very grateful to BBSRadio.com for all that they do for us. They are the best internet radio on the planet.
That's right.
Indeed. Ditto.
Matt from Florida on line one.
Said about that, about your bank account being empty, being a prank. That sounds just like a sense of humor. Lady Nada the other night, she had me doing some filing work, and she was just laughing hysterically. That sounds just like something those two would do. So,
I agree with you. The thing is, you know, what I hear over and over and over from my guidance team is, Beth, why are you bellyaching? We never said this would be easy. You know, you signed on for this. You read the little writing at the bottom of the contract, and you signed anyway. And you said, I want to do it. I want to do it.
Yes, simple but not easy, in Sananda's words. And then secondly,
every single day, I'm happy to come back again to support my president again, because I know he is key to changing this world, and I can't go to bed and cry about the babies sleeping out on the street with no mother and no dinner in their bellies. And I think about it every single day, and President Obama is the one that's going to change this now.
Yes, ma'am.
Exactly.
And nothing, no prank, no nothing that can come my way is going to stop me from being right here telling the truth about these things.
Oh, quite the contrary. You're just going to get louder as they try and do this stuff.
And
you're posting a video on YouTube here. There are going to be a lot more people see that.
And more pushy, as Rama says.
Oh, yes. And then secondly, I wanted to make a comment to Gail, who was just on. First of all, your story moved me. And I have been instructed to inform you that you have the full support of the Valkyrie, and that they will stand by you no matter what, in whatever way they can. So I was instructed to tell you that. And I cannot possibly fathom what you're going through right now. I mean, having your family ripped away from you and...
Thank you, Matt.
I thought you think you might have got disconnected without trying. I'm sorry.
And I will just say, yes, the Valkyrie, Thor, and the ones who come from Valhalla, they are here. It is time. You could call it the quickening, like in the Highlander. And it is about the understanding of conquering your fear over death, because there is no death. There is only eternal life. Yet these ones who are our brothers and sisters know this, and they have twisted the stories for 26,000 years, and they are so afraid of their very own creations that have come back full circle to say, I'm calling you on your stuff, Annie up, in grace and beauty. And we will heal this together victoriously. And it's done simply with peace. This is what Gandhi did with the SALT story and all the other nonviolent civil disobedience, like when Dr. King marched with the trash workers and then they killed him for stirring up the pot, saying, it's time to bring the boys home from an unlawful war Congress never declared. Gulf of Tonkin. Is Times Square the next Gulf of Tonkin they're trying to play with? Huh? And blame it on Al-Qaeda, which is all CIA? Duh. I'm sorry, I'll shut up now, Beth.
I love what you're saying, Rama.
Well, it's what Tom Hartman and Mike Malloy and Randy Rhodes and all these other folks are saying 24/7. And
right. On April 4th, 1960, I forgot, I think two. No, I don't know because my memory's not good. But anyways, that speech at the Riverside Church with Martin Luther King Jr., he said that when you go to an unlawful war and you bring the draft, you're drafting these people from who can't get out of it. The indigent poor are the ones who went to war, and it's a genocide against the poor people in America. And he said, when you go to an unlawful war, according to the Geneva Convention, you have to state a date when you're going to pull out of that country, and you have to give reparation for the damage you've done. That's why they killed him.
And also, let's just say it's gotten to the point we don't have a draft here. They are recruiting and enlisting criminals that are, in a sense, imagine Charlie Manson, if you will, on a battlefield. That's how bad it is. And I won't go any further.
Well, ever since I saw Michael Moore's movie Fahrenheit 9/11, it showed how they recruit these young men. And I told the young men who I live with, if any recruiter walks up to you, you tell them, my mother is tougher than you, and you wouldn't want her to see you talking to me.
I concur.
What's that noise? Over there? Okay.
Tara,
yes,
you're on.
Oh my
God. I asked you talking stick.
Okay, now that there's this amount of time for tonight, I'm going to have to make a choice. Would you like to hear about story of the elves, the dwarves, and the dragons, or would you like to hear the story of
Black's Law, Moorish law dealing with the courts?
Or would you like to hear about Omexum, northwest and southwest Omexum, along with the adjoining islands, land of the Moors, the descendants of the ancient Moabites? In these contemporary times, Omexum is called America. Take
that
a choice.
That's the one.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Okay. These are some of the names Omexum has been called. Omexum, Moo, Mr. C, Morok, Al Morok, Northwest and Southwest Africa, North and South America. America is the prefix of A-M-E and then X-E-M. Omexum, and
did
the suffix.
Did you say Morok?
A-L and then capital M-O-R-O-C.
Yes. Jack Rice on Friday came on the Tom Hartman show for 5 minutes and talked about the original agreement with Morocco and the U.S. that was signed in 1777. And there were treaties and trades that have been going on with Morocco since 1777, as we
under the United States flag.
That's right, and the Moorish flag.
And the Moorish flag, both flags.
That's right.
That's right. Okay. Again, America is the prefix of Omexum and the suffix of Africa. A-M-E
and then the suffix of Africa, R-I-C-A, equals America. America equals Al-Moroc. American equals Al-Moroccan. Al-Moroccan equals Moorish American. Moors, the descendants of Moroccans and born in America. Al-Moroccans, Brother Taj Tariq Bey, Moors Order of the Round Table, Northwest Amexum. Wow. Moors Order of the Round Table, let me just read this one sentence first. Northwest Amexum, Central Amexum, and Southwest Amexum remain the lands of Mu, the ancient Moabites. Moore's Order of the Round Table, Civic Lesson Book Number 2. Title, Nationality and Birthrights Taken Away from the Moors and the Black Codes of 1724. Moorish American Heritage Series, Brother Taj Tariq Bey, 1996 AD 1416 MC, Moorish Nation, Northwest Amexum. Okay. Introduction. Opening statement. Blunt truth is not a popular or respected entity among those who love, promote, and benefit from the lie. The people who bear the chattel labels of Negro, Black, Colored, Indian, West Indian, Puerto Rican, Latino, Hispanic, and White, etc., must learn the truth about their nationality and their birthrights and how they are and were stolen. That which was lost must be reclaimed. The presiding fact remains that the masses of the people in the North Al-Moroccan American continent are living lies which deny the factual existence of the politically protected social caste. This caste system is the true foundation and constitution of slavery in the Union of Colony States of America Incorporated. For those who are prepared to look truth in the face, Civic Lesson Book Number 2 is presented to continue that process. As you are afraid of exposing the truth about the Western Hemisphere, then close this book at this time and go no further. There are many who know these truths, yet few who will tell. Most people who are held to state indentured and enforced servitude are not even aware that slavery still exists. This state of minor mind, minority, exists for lack of knowledge of self, as well as lack of knowledge of the true and suppressed history. The keys to the mysteries of the West have been released. Use them to grow and regain your rightful place within the family of nations. Herein are many bits and pieces of facts and information which are exposed to clear away the haze, confusion, and misconceptions of the human experience in the Americas, Al-Moroccs. They will reveal the social caste structure. Freedom can never exist for a people who will not face truth and befriend her. To aid and prepare the reader for some of the discomfort which will be and need be is unavoidable. The suggestion is made that the reader do further research into national war records and international war history. Mm. The Union of States institutions will never teach nor reveal those truths necessary for the indigenous people, the Moors, to be free. One more help to the people. The word state was substituted for the word colony. The Albion peoples have usurped the lands of the indigenous Moabite Moorish tribes in the West. When state governments issue laws or decrees for the citizens' benefit, they refer to and represent the colonists and their descendants only. The reader must be cognizant of all times and at all times of the true historical process of the development of the descent names of Amexi. The following are the actual names which have been applied to these two continents, Northwest and Southwest Amexi, was later called Northwest and Southwest Africa. Northwest and Southwest Africa was later called Northwest and Southwest Al-Moruk, or America. America is a corruption of the Moorish Latin words Al-Moruk. Al-Moruk means all descendants of Moruk, Moroccans. Introduction. The foundation information of the church and state connection, the Inquisition and the Black Codes, in the enslavement of the Moors, labeled Negroes, Blacks, Coloreds, Latinos, etc., as described in this lesson book, is based on fact and research. This civil lesson book is not being presented to attack anyone's beliefs or areas of mental security. This text serves the purpose of exposing true knowledge and history to my people, Moors, who have been deceived by those who have and are presently abusing, misteaching, and misdirecting them due to their lack of knowledge. Truth needs no apology. Law is issued from the birthright. Birthright is reclaimed. A most misanalyzed and devastating social and economic condition exists in the United States of America Corporation and pervades all territories and jurisdictions under her political control. In this instance, the issue is in relationship to the forced civic death, civiliter mortuus, experienced in all areas of society by Asiatics with melanated skin. All people branded with Negro, Black, Colored, Indian, West Indian, African, Latino, Hispanic, Puerto Rican, etc., who are subjected under European colonial governments, are regulated by the hidden, yet institutionalized, Christian Black Codes of 1724. The existence and operation of the codes remain unknown to the majority of all of its victims. The democratic Christian Black Code system of church, state, and municipal government was developed by the occupational Franciscans and the occupational company or guild forces of European Albion nations in the Americas. The Black Codes were structured and adopted in the early 1700s to govern the Moorish tribes. Defeated in the ongoing wars in the Moroccan provinces, popularity known as the Americas. Popularly known as the Americas. The Christian Black Codes will sometimes be referred to in this lesson in abbreviated form. This will appear as CBCs, Christian Black Codes. Though the Black Codes pervade all levels of the United Union States governments, the heart and soul enforcers of the CBCs are the Union of States at large. All state governments, quasi-government agencies, states, courts, municipal city and borough courts, and de facto maritime and admiralty traffic tribunals are European colonial CBC enforcing corporations.
They use coercion to force licensing, permits, state colonist certifications, etc. on the indigenous Moors. These tentacles of the colony state governments are few of many. Blois, or BLWA, Blois government, BLOIS, or BLWA government-backed slave and theft systems are fraudulently forced on the presented, on and presented to indigenous non-citizens peoples as law. This massive and sophisticated legal slave caste system is incorporated and works through cooperative networking. The CBCs are enforced by the state's own private corporate court systems, posing as sovereigns over the indigenous people, their land, and affairs. The originator and hidden buffer and placation balancer to the CBC system is the organized church, the secret and silent union, all in capital letters. Administrators of educational systems, religious institutions, industrial and financial institutions, with all the subdivisional support systems under colonial corporate rule, have always used the black codes as policy and as policy guide. This, the CBCs, is the underlying truth, disguised in the so-called race relations false arguments. Government officials, institutional officers, and false civil rights hustlers and promoters will never admit publicly that the CBCs are the keys to the modern caste system economy, pretending to be unaware of them. The reason these people never solve the so-called race problems is because they are the source of them and the beneficiaries of the profits, capital letters all, coming out of this fraud and the people's misery. The most successfully misrepresented body of thought held dear by the subjugated Moors of North America is the fiction of our claimed citizenship within the Union States society. Actions made on the part of ignorance and assumptions have created problems of compound proportions in the branded people's communities and within the family structure. They are not and can never be citizens of the United States of America Corporation. They are in such status, corporate property, regulated by the states. The main persistent problem that persists among the subjugated people of the Almoravids is that they do not know who the enemy is. The race game. To continuously distort and hide this true history and nature of institutionalized chattel and contract slavery in the Almoravids Americas, the race game was introduced as a distracted social argument. The race, color, and creed moral arguments, including the institutions established for their support, are propagated by proponents of the unconstitutional 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. And the 16th one was never ratified, which have no operative value at law. The race game has been, however, a highly successful religious and political social order control system. It is used to promote naive passivity and is often disguised as law. The race, color, and freedom of creed claims of equal justice and the people using them have never been truly protected by colonial state officials with constitutional law in the United States of America, nor in any province or territory under the United States corporate jurisdiction.
The reason this can be said is that the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments are attached to the Bill of Rights and not to the Constitution or any de jure law. Any laws made or which may be proposed to be made using the above amendments as a foundation are not, I repeat, are not and can never be the law of the land. Any laws made relative to the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments are negative law. The 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments are unconstitutional due to their ex post facto nature. No law made from them can be valid at law. All supreme laws within the country's jurisdiction must have the power of the sovereign authority of the organic seven articles of the Constitution of the Republic of the United States of America to back them up. Granted that the masses have been fooled by the maneuvering and passionate arguments made over civil rights issues. However, skillful arguments and activities centered around sensitive social issues and problems do not mean constitutional law exists to support them. People who are not free in the mind can never be free in the body. Is it any wonder that the people accepting the labels, the Negro, Black, Colored, Indian, West Indian, Latino, etc., are not free in their own lands, Al Morocco/Americas? Question. As the people had been educated and taught the truth about themselves and how laws are made, why then are they not free? Why do the people debase themselves, hide behind deceitful color of law, and opportunist, blind faith, state-appointed leaders who are claiming rights and freedoms that do not exist for displaced people under the Constitution of the United States of America? Is hypocrisy a fair word to use? Maybe hypocrisy is an understatement. The truth about sovereignty and the basic origin of law must be taught back to the people. The colonists and their descendants have deceived the indigenous Moors with the false belief that they, the colonists, are the sovereign authority in the Americas. This is not true. This is not their land. The states, colonists, they have made claim to a sovereignty that is not their own. This is why they use the color code system against the indigenous people. This political subversion distorts the true fact that sovereignty comes from and through nationality alone. As the nationality of a person or people is publicly declared, the law of that nation becomes obvious to all who may be concerned. In turn, this civic knowledge exposes who, what, when, and why, and where anyone's claim of authority resides. An example of sovereign authority of any nation of people arises civically from their constitution. For example, A, the sovereign power of a Frenchman resides only in France, and is expressed in French law through the written constitution of France. B. The sovereign power of an Irish man resides only in Ireland and is expressed in Irish law through the written constitution of Ireland. C. The sovereign power of a Kenyan resides only in Kenya and is expressed in Kenyan law through the written constitution of Kenya. The sovereign power of a German resides only in Germany, expressed through the written German law, through the written constitution of Germany, constitution of China, constitution of Saudi Arabia, England, Russia,
and Constitution of Al Moroccans Americans. The sovereign power of a Moor rightfully resides only in Al Moroc, America, and is expressed in Moorish law through the written Constitution of Al Moroccans Americans. Trusting that the reader can reason and has examined the examples above, recognizes the negative purpose of the politically propagated use of the words Negro, Black, Colored, White, etc. The deletion of names, of nationality, removes the knowledge of the origin and limit of sovereign power and or right to make laws to govern one's own or others' affairs. The lack of this knowledge is the basis and the origin of the political ignorance that hinders the quest for rights and freedom that evades the people labeled Black. Declare your nationality. Be yourself. You are Moorish Al-Moroccan American. When a colonist European attempts to deceive you by such claims as, "We're all Americans," it does not matter what color you are. Know that they are consciously playing on worlds with the confidence that you are ignorant of the truth of nationality, birthrights, as well as the history of the West. This causes one to forget that those who have been governing and abusing your people are colonists and alien to the land and to the lawful jurisdiction over the land and to the people of the land. As the race game is played against you, never fail to take the opportunity to ask any person who claims authority over you or attachment to any land what their nationality is. The person's answer or their avoidance of answering to a national name will reveal all you need to know at law. The national name reveals a person's law and who and what that person is politically all about. As that person is an English man, his sovereign authority resides in England. He has no jurisdiction over you, unless you are English too. He definitely has no lawful authority over the Moors or over the land America. As you understand the above, you can easily understand what color of law is. The word America is a corruption of the Moorish Latin words Al-Mol-Rock. The Americas are the ancient lands of the Moors, the descendants of Moroccans, who are indigenous to the land. Moors are the only true sovereigns of the Americas and the only true and de jure holders of the titles of nobility in America. Al-Mol-Rock. The colonists' claims as the sovereign people of the land Americas are false. The colonists and their descendants cannot lawfully take on the Moorish titles of nobility. This is further confirmed in their constitution, which was derived from the indigenous Moabite nation's law. The titles of nobility are Ali, El, Bey, Dey, D-E-Y, and Al, A-L, Moors, Fee Yourself, Brother Tash, Tariq, Bey, Free, Moor, Al, Moor, Rockin, Son of a Widow, Northwest, a Mexican, Moors, Order of the Round Table, Civics Lesson Number 2. Civil death, civiliter mortuus, C-H-I-V-I-L-I-T-E-R, capital M-O-R-T-U-U-S. Civic ignorance and civic death must be honestly and seriously addressed in the Moorish communities in the Americas, the Almoraks. As the civil death long existing among the unconscious Moors is not addressed with intelligent and progressive action, the consequences will destroy the nation. The natural law of reciprocity is activated and is not asleep. Nature will no longer tolerate this imbalance. Civil death is a social state of a people or person who, possessing natural life, have lost or been denied by force, threat, duress, or coercion and slavery the natural birthright power of self-government. In this political state, there exists no civil social law benefit which is supported nor backed by power of a national written constitution. No one in a state of civil death possesses any politically existing rights, immunities, or protections which must or may be respected by those in power in society who themselves are not civilly dead. Civil death is the basic ingredient for most social programs. The forced and coerced civil death among the Moors is a root cause of the economic, social destruction and problems in the branded Moors, black, Negro, and colored communities and families. The enforcement of active and operative civil death of the Moors is a colony state priority made under the guise of states' sovereign rights. All in capital letters. You know that's the problem. You know what that means. The states' rights, all in capital letters, arguments are and have always been their arguments to the claimed rights of their chattel, all in capital letters, property. And defeated Moors, branded and labeled Negro, black, colored, Indian, etc., and their usurped lands, all in capital letters. See Article 22 of the Black Codes, the Bull Edict, issued by the Church through Philip II, in the year 1511 A.D. to remove and steal the nationality, heritage, property, national titles, names, all from the Moors. The Bull of 1511 is cherished and honored by all Christian European nations. The United States of America is the head of the Holy Roman Empire in these days. The Bull also decreed that Moors were no longer and would no longer be called Moors. They would be called Spaniards. This is why the Spanish-American Wars are referred to in early United States of America history. The colonizing European colony states established companies, guilds that are collectively chartered and are styled as the United States of America Corporation. These European Albion nations number 6, and they are number 1, England, 2, France, 3, Holland, Dutch Holland, 4, Ireland, 5, Scotland, 6, Germany. All of these nations are European. The citizen members of the Union of States Corporation collectively use the political party caste word white, the social caste word white, as used in the Union State Society, is a substitute for the true national names and applies a political union only. The use of the caste word white as a national name substitute serves to encourage the unconscious Moors to use the Union State's caste word black. the black caste, white caste, economic and social ranking system has amassed fortunes unheralded in world history. The political white caste represents the conquering Europeans and their descendants. The political black caste represents the indigenous defeated Moors and their descendants, who have been taught through schools and religions that they came from another land as slaves. The inspiration, 10 minutes, we don't have until 5? Oh.
Beth, do we have till 5?
Well, ask Seth. Or ask, I'm sorry, I believe it's Don. I'm not sure. Who's there? Okay. The black caste, white caste, economic and social ranking system has amassed fortunes unheralded in world history. The political white caste represents the conquering Europeans and their descendants. The political black caste represents the indigenous defeated Moors and their descendants, who have been taught through schools and religion that they came from another land as slaves. The inspiration for the democratic Christian black code system of government, without doubt, came from the church inquisition. The inquisition is often referred to in history as the Spanish Inquisition. The so-called Spanish Inquisition is actually the inquisition against the Moors. Most dark and light olive Asiatics using the labels Negro, Black, Colored, Latinos, etc. are mistaught and unconscious to the common standards of knowledge that form government and law, yet are familiar with hearing the words law and ordinance. What? Okay, we have until the top of the hour. Thank you, Commander. Commanders, all of you over there at BBS, thank you. Law and ordinance. Little do the masses know how pervasive and invasive the words law and ordinance are in their lives. They, black-branded people, are familiar with the words nation and nationality, yet are instructed firmly to disassociate these words with themselves. They are collectively taught not to apply these words to themselves when addressing public or lawful affairs. The self-defeating and politically counterproductive activity has routinely been taught to the defeated Moors by the Union of States foreign European colonists and by those who accept their teachings. There, the state's motive of intent and mission is to maintain the currently accepted false history and their foul and de facto government's control of our land, Al-Morak, and our most precious resource, our children. The origin of the word ordinance is from the Moorish Latin ordinaire, O-R-D-I-N-A-R-E. Ordinaire means to ordain or arrange, to appoint a person to a charge or duty, to consecrate officially, to establish as law, to order, to fix, to command with authority, etc. Religious orders and state political associations and guilds use and issue ordinances to govern and rule over their citizens and their subjects. An ordinance or ordinances are generally recognized as an organized society as, in an organized society as, one, an ordained rule, called law, made and issued by a representative government body or person in delegated sovereign authority. Two, an ordained rule called a law, issued and enforced.
Oh dear, it looks like Tara fell off.
Greetings.
Greetings.
Glad you're back.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what happened.
Oh, we got bumped off of the
BBS?
Yes, 2 minutes ago.
Oh.
Okay. Well, so did we decide not to call back on BBS?
No. Of course we tried that, Tara. It's not working.
What
happened was the computer upstairs rebooted itself.
Did you tell it not to do that while you're on internet radio?
Yeah, right. Well, okay. Now, Seth or Don, can you call us back on, you can call us back now because it's rebooted now.
Yes, yes.
Why don't you call us back on the radio? Can you do that, Commanders?
Well, see, that's what happened to my computer last night. As soon as I was hoping I would be able to say, this is a Saturday call, because even though I told it, don't update, don't do anything, Microsoft totally ignored it, and mine shut down, and then I had to actually reload a bunch of stuff, so...
Yeah, mine just rebooted itself, and I didn't ask it to do it. It just did it.
Right.
funny. Okay, let me back up. Where did we leave off? Beth, where did we get caught gone?
My memory is not working right now.
Oh.
Marita, Robert, is yours working?
No, I just come back from talking to about three people who had called, and so I just got back on here about the time you dropped.
Okay, I will read. I'll think and about.
And you've only got probably about 5-6 minutes because we don't want to close out right at the top of the hour. So it's about 11 minutes till, and we need to close out at 5 till.
Okay, well, let's just go ahead and play some music, and let's say to be continued. I hope you get it, everybody. Isn't this awesome? We're really going somewhere now.
I loved what you read today. Thank you so much.
Yes, and to be continued, and I guess it's Monday night. Please come and join us. The more we bring ourselves together, when we work with invocations like Cheryl is doing with us and for us, and we're doing together, it heals the planet. It's the highest form of putting sound therapy out to the whole of the hearts of all creation. And Rama's going to play I Choose Love when I get done giving this number. Monday night's call, it begins at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, area code 213-289-0500. The access code is 946-7441 pound. And to the freedom now that we have to reach anyone on the globe, let's do that and reach to everyone on the globe and sing the song in our hearts together of I Choose Love. Beth, do you want to say goodbye in any way right now, or we'll do that later, or what?
Thank you, everybody, for all your support and love that you're sending our way, and for being there for us. And I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you for paying it forward. And as we create circles upon circles upon circles across this planet, it affects other realities, and they are affected in the sense that it all comes back. When one is called, all are called. I pass the talking stick. Inshallah. Namaste.
Calling all angels to choose love now. 5, 4, 3, 2. Namaste.
Namaste.
I choose love. Mm-hmm.